Blog Talk Radio. that one there. What About Us? That's the late, great MJ, Michael Jackson, the Earth Song. And today, we commemorate a lot of things today. Oh, my goodness, so much to talk about. So glad to be on the air once again. Shout out to the B-Lo Love family out there. We having a great time, and this is what this program is about. See, we knew that many of you were not with us from the beginning. Some of you was not from the beginning when the premise of this program came out. It's based off some friends of ours. They know who we're talking about. Up in Fort Lauderdale, we said that we need balance, perfect Maya. That was the concept right then and there. And I knew then that this message had to be one for the ages. I didn't think it up. It's one for the ages. In today's program, I have to put it out there today. We've been bamboozled to the max. The New World Order. Order. It stinks. It stinks. Rotten to the core. Almost made to be manure, fertilizer. And I'm not saying that manure can't be used properly. I'm just saying it stinks. So today's program is going to be focused on the early principles of that perfect Maya. Every story, even the book of Matthew, this whole concept comes out of the occult world. Even Matthew is actually Maya. Just look it up in the deep allegoric esoteric books of wisdom. You'll see it is same story. Yeah. So today I wanted to get back to that concept. We need to restore balance by shutting out the news and focusing on our personal lives. I got that out of a very good publication. Love you, Canada. Instead of, I'll be saying love you, Canada. See, Canada actually going through the New World Order. The New World Order is not nothing to play with. It's staying. You know how you with somebody and you can't be around them when they stink all day. No matter what. I mean, you can be best buddies. Sooner or later, you're going to say, man, you need to take a stink. Or she, I hope women can stink too. We all know that. Especially on the monthly, they nasty women. Don't know nothing about hygiene. Could be ugly too. But we simplify these stories before we make them into big things. Now, I'm talking like 50 the world, 50 just on yourself. You know what I'm saying? We're worrying about too many damn things. If you're worried about end-day revelation, almost 90% of your time, you're going to have high blood pressure. You are. You're going to be on over super anxiety. Super anxiety. It's going to be unreal anxiety. If you worry about this all day long. Now, it's the same concept with anything else you worry about all day long. If you're worried about getting high all day long, or you're worried about tricking, whatever else you're drinking, it's going to be high anxiety if you can't get that. So it's a balance to that as well. 50-50. So we need to chill mentally. I can't speak for you, but I'll tell you what I am going to do. Been doing it. That's why they can't figure out how I don't have blood. They want to give you everything. Come back. Yeah, I didn't even let a doctor touch me the whole time of COVID because I couldn't trust them because that's the first thing they asked me when I went. I said, damn, you never asked me this before. You never asked me this. Okay, can you get this done for you? Can we check it? No, first thing, did you have it? No. See, that's how I know. I'm watching too much news. I'm believing everything they tell you. That's how you know that you are watching too much news. The doctors scare you now. It should, especially if they ask you that the first thing. Secondly, you can't believe nothing you go to now. If you are overdose of church, when you find out that church been lying, you're going to have high blood pressure and anxiety. You got to have a 50-50. You got to know already it got some game in it if you in it. If you in it, you got to have some game. Shit. What the hell? You send your ass up there knowing damn well those things that they said ain't manifest because we too focused on. So you better do a self-analysis. See, they caught leaders of this world. They know how to control because you know how to control. We do it all the time. Sex is the number one controlling mechanism on the planet Earth. There is none other. Try to come up with something today. We'll see. There's none other than that. It can be used for anything to seduce the mind. Too much of that. Well, have you? You got to have a hobby. You can't have just if you something craft, bath, sports, do something. Can't think about that all day long because you'd be fucked up too. Yeah, 50-50 today, baby. 50-50. Now, I'm not going deep into that right away because I do want to hit on some things. But I just want you to know that they know what seduces us. Money and sex. That's left. That's north and south of the mind, money and sex. See, they left out the east or the west for a reason. So they got us believing that courtship and all that shit, the period, the sexual feelings that we all get are strong. So two people will bond and start a family. And they have the sex and romance in every story, every monologue, everything. Every is a lover and a heroine. A hero and a heroine. All the same thing. I ain't talking about lady heroine, but, you know, a heroine. So all I could tell the person is that they use these two things. Knowing many of you ain't compatible at all. At all. Only is sex and money got y'all together. Many. I ain't say everybody. I said, but percentage-wise is the case. That's why they got set up marriages with families. See, that's why I see you don't know this history so good. It kind of makes you say, you know, people set up marriages even today. You want your daughters or son to marry a nice, wealthy, fine woman. You don't care about nothing else. She could be a psychopath. He could be a killer. You see it all the time on the Killing Channel, AI. So this concept is flawed as well. You make sure you understand it by looking it over. I'm going to give you some clues. Sex and romance were not meant to become long life preoccupation or a panacea. See, we just preoccupied with shit. It's before everything else. We have a tendency to feel helplessness, unable to affect faraway events. All this is happening to people. You know, you're preoccupied with one thing all day. I mean, you can't think of nothing else. You're lock-minded. Then you start feeling helplessness, unable to affect anything far away. So the Hawaiian thing and everything else happening around this country, you can't affect it because you feel helpless. Oh, yeah, it's done that way. It's being bombarded. That's why we don't have quiet space time. And you can't have, when you have quiet space time, turn that goddamn cell phone all, you already got enough. I know people say that, but yeah, it is true. It's always in the house. It's the prince of the power of the air. They got these, and these waves are there regardless if you turn it off or not. It's just that the transmission station you set up for yourself as well. They already around you. They're just being stationalized into your house, but they're already around you. If you walk around anything all day long in any urban area, you're being bombarded with Wi-Fi. I don't care if you got a cell phone or not. The cell phone is just a transmission portal that brings direct energy to you, but you're already in the energy field. Now, I'm about to go real deep with this because you got to come to the concept that I feel that needs to be done to everybody because, I got to do self-analysis. How asinine am I? How fucked up can I be? Well, you know, you got to look at all this and say, why am I this way? This is why I say 50-50. You can't be worrying about if the news is lying. The news lying. You ain't gonna fix it. Unless you wanna be on the news. Right? Think about it now. You ain't gotta agree. You don't have to agree because it's gonna hit the point why this program was started. You don't have to agree. But it does show that people who take time for themselves enjoy the things in your life. If you love your kids, 50-50, have fun with your kids, cut that new, then get into the world. So 50 family, 50 kids, 50 new world, see, 50-50. You're in the world, so you got to have your transmission in the world. So we're going to get deep today. I'm going to get a few shout-outs before I even go to the next level because we about to get hot up in here. I got it all stored for you right now. Miss Kim got a new CD out. Miss Kim Weston, yes, she do. Please get the link. I'll send it to you. Those of you out there, nice. All kind of stuff going on. Can I get invited to the jam session? I can play. You ain't even got to pay me. Can I just get in on one of the sessions, please? God damn, I'll play percussion too. Man, unbelievable. Much love to her, man. Look how she's doing it. That's inspiration. Look at her age. She's still getting it in. She taking time out for herself, stuff that we love. Stuff that, I mean, you many of you cooks, take 50-50. Fuck the dudes. You be the cooking show. Teach your family how to cook. Start a network in your own family and let them see the family network has been destroyed through propaganda. You don't want nothing. See, the word self means we need to stop fighting each other. Fight yourself. In fact, we are already in the war. We are in the front line of the New World Order. They stink. We smell them. We smell them coming. I know you got to smell them coming. They want power over your mind and soul. They want you to stink. That's what they want. But we must fight back, dedicating yourself or ourselves to the God self principle. Take time for yourself. Are y'all ready for the heal? And if you don't believe that, I have no problem because this program was based off this one premise. Facts matters.
Very, very simple thing that if you have a certain worldview and conservatives have one worldview and progressives have a very different one, if you have a certain worldview that doesn't allow you to see the facts, then you won't see them. And the reason is very simple. In general, when you perceive something, something comes into your eyes, you have about a tenth of a second before it becomes conscious, and it will change in that tenth of a second to fit what you already know or believe. It will change fast, and it changes either, I mean, this is flashes of light will change, things you touch will change, all of those things will change, and ideas will change. So when you have facts that come in that won't fit the way that you understand the world, then you won't. The way you understand the world is going to change. Is not going to change. The facts will either be ignored, ridiculed, or attacked because they will threaten the way you understand the world, or not threaten them. People will be happy with the way you understand the world and ignore the facts. But the frames that frame the facts are part of your brain. They're physical. All ideas are physical. They're in your brain. When they come in, that part of your brain is not going to change. And so you have lots of people in this country who have conservative worldviews, and, you know, they just don't see it. It's not like they're denying it. It's not like they, oh, I know that fact and I'm going to deny it. It's like it's not even a fact.
That's why we ain't arguing with you. A tenth of a second is what the Eye of Horus is. See, you got a tenth of a second to perceive at what you're looking at, and it can change just like that. And that's how you know when you're talking to people, when you can say, man, that's a fact, and they don't see it. It's not that they don't, it ain't a fact to them because they can't see. That's what it says, they have eyes and cannot see. And that's why your eyes is the third eye of the so-called Horus, Eye of Horus. I can go all day with that one, but I'm not, because you already should know. This is the facts. Now, with that fact being said, no need to worry who don't see this. You don't see it, okay. Then you come to agreement with what we see. I know we see sports. We see all kinds of shit. I'll take that 50-50 and deal with that other shit that you dealing with facts that you cannot perceive. That's why your Bible, which I've been telling you, is not an ordinary book. It's an alien submission book on human beings. Basic instructions before you leave Earth. Now, let's get it on. We're about to get hot up in here. A great poet. Because, you know, I take y'all research and magnify that shit so hardcore, I'll cook it up. Emma Moore. All these cats come out the what's it called? Not the Gilded Age, but the Victorian Age. 1864, 1937. He said, you know what? I was living this. Didn't even know it. It's been said a long time. Nothing new under the Helios. Quote, a day that makes me happy makes me wise. I said, damn. I said, I'm going to stay feeling happy and wise. The key is know that which is good and evil, for thy maketh all things. Y'all ready for the Helios? Let's get it on. Now, we told you, it's all illusion. It is the Wizard of Oz. Everything is an illusion. Found out bricks is an illusion. Feel so bad. I mean, bricks ain't gonna do shit, y'all. Look this up. Bricks is not in opposition to the Rothschilds. Not at all. The older, not in the least. Remember, all major Chinese, Japanese, and American and European banks own each other. They own each other. China ain't gonna do shit but take over the manufacturing wing of the odor. That's it. That's why everything you still see, even when Trump was in power, still came from China, but he put tariffs on them. Now, I hope y'all listening, because we're going to end up going to the West today, the Grand Orient West, because that's where Hawaii at. When you see this playbook that I'm going to put for you, your very eyes, so easy to see that one should not even err. Listen to this, man. Everything is interwoven. That's why Haiti and the Dominican Republic, we had Elizabeth Danto on here. She explained it to you so eloquently. They got a zone set up for manufacturing right in the middle that splits it in half. I wouldn't know that. Wasn't for her, and she made me so happy because she is so beautiful. You ever see that woman? That'd be beautiful. Ellie down to her. I hope you're listening. Now, with that being said, that means China, which owns much of the Caribbean. Come on, y'all. Look, have you been out? Have y'all ever been to the Caribbean? Don't you see all the Chinese people there? Because their history been shrouded and shrewd. So you only wanted, they only gave you one history, which is the white. You could have found everything through that, but you stopped at the Pan-African door. That's it. That's it. The facts only matter right there. That's all that matters to you is Pan-Africanism. You can't hear nothing else. Don't worry about it. They're going to the World Bank, the bank, and all them, the Bank of Settlement, which is owned by the Rothschild Corporation. I'm going to prove this today so simply, just by your own information. Japan ain't going to, who going to get, they need Japan. Hell. They're the ones that helped with Pearl Harbor. Come to find out now. We're going to get deep today, I told you. Give me a few more minutes. At the same time, I put it up on a clip. Mel Tse-Tung, who no one looks up because, you know, y'all been in your own facts that don't matter. Mel Tse-Tung was with the Yale. All of them was together. They are with Skull and Bones. You go look it up. They pirates. Opium was the deal. That's common knowledge. Why you think the pharmaceutical companies are making some of it? This is really common knowledge. So when you see Japan and Chinese, all that, you got to know. Now, Mao Zedong, just in case you didn't know this, he killed. See, if I was to ask this on Steve Harvey's show, very few, I know who the biggest killer in the world is. all y'all gonna say white people, Hitler. All y'all gonna say Hitler. Wrong. Just look up how many people Mao Zedong killed during the opium wars and before, after he got power. From that, he kept them all in opium and made them all famished. Go look it up. You lose because your facts don't lie with facts. It's obvious. Anyway, don't worry. They're not going to destroy all of America. You got to be kidding me. They've got too much invested to destroy it. They're going to just get rid of people and leave the building standing. And yeah, I think I heard that before. I don't know. So I'll be telling people, I said, don't even worry yourself. It's going to play itself out. Because Russia and America, Russia and China was built to take America down, to bring this in. It's all an event. That's why they left America. The only people, all you in America, they gonna put up a wall. And I just happened to watch chilling one night. You know, you got all these channels. I see Escape from New York. I watched the whole thing. Man, that is, ain't that, if y'all watch that again, knowing what you know now, oh my goodness. They already got Mayor Adams this week. They going to drone all of New York. I told you New York State was the communist state. That's a fact. It's the headquarters. I mean, look where all the places at in Manhattan. It's the headquarters. It's the Mad Hatter. So all they're going to do now is drone everybody into submission. And it's going to be normal. Normalized. It's going to be normalized. Mark my words. Just like they do it to Hawaii. Let's get deep into this so I can put the clip on and get y'all on the lines. Here's the big problem, y'all, for us. They've been building this up. Ukraine is losing. They're building it up for America and them at the same time. This is going on. No news, though. NATO's facing the Shanghai Cooperation Organization of Russia and China, with Pakistan and Iran as close associates. Then they got together during the same week you watching all this bullshit with Trump and them. Listen carefully because I'm about to play it on for you. The Rothschilds was moving out of the U.S. dollar and the global reserve currency into gold and other currencies. They're looking to get ahead of the downward trend curve and cash out before the global collapse, with gold and silver to pick up the pieces, the disaster. In the same week that they did all this, a disaster declaration, 3 weeks before the Lahaina fires. The first time in American history a declaration was ever put on a natural disaster. Now, this is for all you listening today. I told you when they blew up the Georgia Guidestones. When they blew that up, see, I wouldn't got revelations right there. I was in the granite field. That was a field I was in, an energy field. And so those of you listening today, there's nothing new under the hill. They had already planned on taking over Hawaii. You know how I know? Because all of the royal Queen Liukani, I'm going to let y'all listen to this, and then I'm going to put all the pieces together for you. The pieces that even today, if you don't research properly, you will never figure this out. Now listen to this story and then listen to what follows this story when you go deep into the rabbit hole. Listen how they got Hawaii. And this is general knowledge. I'm going to take you to the grand knowledge right after you hear this. Because this is the dark side of the Hawaiian mystery god.
It was January 16, 1895. Two men arrived at Lili'u Kalani's door, arrested her, and led her to the room where she would be imprisoned. A group had recently seized power and now confiscated her diaries, ransacked her house, claimed her lands, and hid her away. Lili'u Kalani was Hawaii's queen, and she ruled through one of the most turbulent periods of its history. 75 years earlier, American missionaries first arrived in Hawaii. They quickly amassed power, building businesses and claiming arable land that they transformed into plantations. They worked closely with the Ali'i, or sacred Hawaiian nobility, closely linked to the gods. The Ali'i appointed missionaries to government roles, where they helped establish Hawaii as a sovereign kingdom with a constitutional monarchy. But once certain business opportunities emerged, namely the prospect of exporting sugar to the U.S. tariff-free, some of their descendants shifted positions. They formed a political group known as the Missionary Party and began plotting to annex Hawaii, bringing it under U.S. control. Lili'uokalani and her siblings were born into an Ali'i family. In 1874, her brother, Kalaakaua, ascended the throne, but 13 years into his reign, the emerging threat crystallized. The Missionary Party called a meeting where an all-white militia surrounded and forced the king to sign new legislation. Later called the Bayonet Constitution, it stripped Native Hawaiians of their rights, diminished the monarchy's power, and ceded control to this group of white businessmen. 4 years later, King Kalaakaua died, heartbroken, Lili'uokalani said, by the base ingratitude of the very persons whose fortunes he had made. Prepared to fight, she assumed the throne. Despite death threats and rumors of insurgency, Queen Lili'uokalani was determined to restore power to her people, an estimated two-thirds of whom had lost their voting rights. Flooded with requests for change, she authored a new constitution. But before she introduced it, the so-called Committee of Safety, a new organization that consisted of many Missionary Party members, hatched another plot. Under the false pretense that this new constitution endangered American property and lives, they staged a coup on January 17, 1893. More than 160 U.S. Marines marched to the palace, where the Committee of Safety removed Queen Lili'uokalani from office. Thousands of Hawaiian people protested, some wearing hatbands reading Aloha Aina, or Love of the Nation. The alleged provisional government declared Hawaii a republic the following year. They proclaimed that Hawaiians couldn't vote or be government employees without signing a new Oath of Allegiance. Many refused. The following year, some of Lili'uokalani's supporters attempted a counter-revolution. The republic responded brutally, jailing hundreds and sentencing six people to death. In exchange for their release, the republic made Lili'uokalani sign a document that claimed to relinquish her throne, and they imprisoned her in the palace. Under constant guard, she composed songs expressing her love for her people and began making a patchwork quilt that told the story of her life. While she was only allowed news that had been reviewed by her jailers, her supporters often brought her bouquets from the garden she dedicated to them, wrapped in newspaper. After 8 months, Lili'uokalani was placed under house arrest. As soon as it was lifted, she traveled to Washington, D.C. with Hawaiian nationalists and over 20,000 signatures. There, they successfully convinced Congress to halt the Republic's annexation treaty. But the following year, the Spanish-American War began. Seeing Hawaii as a strategic military base, President William McKinley declared it a U.S. territory on July 7, 1898. Breaking international law and devastating Queen Lili'uokalani and her people. She spent the rest of her life petitioning for the restoration of her lands, Native Hawaiian rights, and national liberation. When she died in 1917, these dreams were unrealized. A member of the group that forced Queen Lili'uokalani out of office once declared, "If we are ever to have peace and annexation, the first thing to do is obliterate the past." They failed at this goal. Queen Lili'uokalani left a resilient legacy. Her commitment to her land and people never wavered, and many Hawaiians continue to fight in her memory. Speaking of Hawaii's children, Queen Lili'uokalani said, "It is for them that I would give the last drop of my blood." Long before Queen Lili...
Now, She was the first woman of color. Not they didn't know, so she wasn't Black America. She, a woman of color to go to the White House. Grover Cleveland and them, no good bastards of the time, and Woodrow Wilson, another one at the time. I mean, unbelievable history here. But here's what they left out. See, even when you hear this on YouTube and all this stuff, you got to even dig further. I said, nah, something ain't right with this story. I said, man, how are you going to take over? Y'all, they already had, so I go find out, they got the God families. These people were God. They was not no, they was poly. They had many gods. And they was already warned. And it took a long time before they got, but they decided to do business, which already was doing business with, guess who? Who close? Chinese, Japan. Come to find, they had a whole lineage of family members, man. All of them, brown, dark, some look like uncles, like you might have. You know, they got that wavy, pretty hair shit. You know how that work. But then I read where they all, they went to Yale. How the hell you go to Yale? Through San Francisco. Both lawyers and shit. Their family was lawyers. They owned shit. They were the upper class. They were the upper class. Queen Kulani. That area. The Rock, though, all of them though. They had got together. All became Freemasons. Look it up. She was an Eastern Star. Go look it up. And the reason, I can go all day. I got the whole thing. They was lawyers for the Pacific Club. They made up with lawyers. They were corporate executives. Guess who made them? Guess who took it over? Dole. Dole Pineapple Corporation, at the time of their beginning, he was a missionary. They brought in Jesus. That's why I told you, facts matter. Got them to join forces. And let me tell you the time frame when they met all together for the first Grand Lodge in Hawaii. Let me give it to you so you don't think I'm making this up. Where's it at? Let me find it for you. Yes. I mean, all the Pearl Harbor thing. That was, oh, my goodness. And the triad. You know, everybody got their thing going on in here. You know, and see, we leaving out some serious history here. Serious history. The part where they waited. Now, here go. 1893, January 3rd, hundreds of Freemasons around the world gathered to celebrate the new temple in Hawaii. They proclaimed that the Hawaii, Honolulu, was the home city of Freemasonry. I can go all day because I got the manuscripts right here. I got at Pearl Harbor. Over Pearl, they sat together. It says, was documented by Congress and former Civil Rights General, U.S. Freemasons, presidents who did help plan the overthrow of Queen Lekani. Got together to take over Pearl Harbor. It even gets better. At that time, the New York Times printed. The New York Times in 1893 printed a standing order, a directive to take over Hawaii Islands through Pearl Harbor claims. Come on. And that was during the record of King Kalanakula. They had got their own people to join in and do this because they the ones that put the decree in that they had to be of high stature or farmers. Sound familiar, everybody? Sound like the planter party here. The missionary party was a militia. Go look it up. Go look it up. Facts matters. I got the treaties. So come with it. So going to these places is delusional. If I just told you that they had already planned on, and the families of her family, it was almost like her family did this to her. Go look it up. I'm about to open up the gates and let the light come in. We start out, well, I didn't see my brother made a good Tennessee. I got some good news, bad news about Tennessee. Brother Tariq sent me the top 10 cities of death. I think you might have been number one, so much love to you this morning. Glad you're alive.
You hear me, brother? Good, great daughter, my brother.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead. You first. Okay, go ahead, my brother. Wrong.
Brother, you sure you got the other brother in there?
No, you in there. Yeah, you in there. Go.
But anyway, great daughter, brother. Yeah. It's always good to be in the presence of great minds. And you and I had talked about this a while ago when we first met. And it's a book called Land of the Mule. And in the Land of the Mule, it gives you the history how other colors that were in the Pacifico. And, you know, I was like, wow. Well, this ties in, tells you all about the longitude, the latitude, everything that they did during that period of time, mm-hmm, and the importance that they played within the land. But, you know, I've been always seeing that, you know, within, and I always think about Sister Shalini and many others that, and the brother, the electrical man, the man with the ultimate voltage that always charges up the place, the brother there, Brother West.
And you know,
I was thinking about Brother West, and I said, man, when these brothers talk about electric bolts and lightning, I was listening to that so-called CEO, and he was talking about Maui and stuff like that. And at the end of his speech, he say, I'm going to try to be more laser-focused. And I said, what?
What?
Yeah, he's going to try to be more laser-focused. Now, Maui, we all saw the ones that saw the pictures of people who were taking, like, TikTok videos, and we saw in the background. They said, you see that? And I was like, damn, some brothers sent it to me, and it was like lasers actually in concealed by a bunch of clouds. You could just see it going off. And I'm like, man, I think I sent it to you. Look at that in the background. And they seen the lasers just going off. Say, that's in it towards Hawaii, Maui. And I said, looking at that shit, I said, wow. But, man, like I said, always been saying, everybody should try to get, if we're in a so-called matrix, only you yourself can control your matrix, but you have to get out this wag the dog matrix that we've been going in, because we know it's conspirators in both sides of the camp. And this is some serious Jack Bauer shit, no kidding. And I could even attest to that shit in my own country, where the Bahamas, even Jamaica, they own... Jamaica owes China $78 billion, and they did all the infrastructure, cutting into the mountains and so forth, and now they have tolls to pay it back. Jamaicans don't see it's so poor. They live in so poor day to day, but as long as they got that ackee and saltfish and whatever, they happy. And I'm looking at this shit like, really?
Yeah,
you just worried about food and having a good time, and you ain't worried about the state of your country, which has a heavy export.
Let's go with the concept, because let's go for them. Give everybody a chance to kick on this level here. Is that maybe a good thing that they have shunned that side of the world where they don't care, where their mind is free, and it may look like they poor. Now, I'm just putting it out there how they think they look at these things. It ain't look for it, but rich in spirit, you know. It look maybe.
Well, definitely. I mean, you don't have to have all the riches, you know. But because it's all material, you know.
Right.
But as long as you have that survival, that spiritual instincts to get in touch back with your ancient ancestral, because those are the spirits, you know, like when we talk about so as above, below, those are the ones fighting the battle on the other side. And those are the ones we can't see, but they're here with us. But they fight the spiritual wars that we can't see that may be affecting our daily lives. You could do that. You could get in touch with your ancestors through Misas in the Ifa or the Lukumi culture or the African culture. They have a heavy ancestral worship. And see, Nigerians or whatever don't even matter.
Let's take this concept there. I'm bringing some more calls in here. Because think about it. Y'all just said that the Hawaiians had a whole God concept too. They was poly. They had a whole bunch of God shit. Now they let...
Of course.
Yeah, they let their culture somehow, which I just explained, the catch, how you come in with Jesus. It took time. They even explained that it took almost three generations before the missionaries decided they wanted to take over the land. I said, check that out.
The infiltration of missionaries were, you know, like how we say mission impossible. That was their mission.
Yes, go
search
the land. That's in the book, y'all.
Go search the land. Send out the spies. Convert them over to, yeah.
All right.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Let's get some more. I'm going to use the Bible because I told you it's basic instructions before you leave the earth by a people that, yeah, we going to go there later. Let me go to Wade. I'm going to get all y'all in here. 1-877, go ahead. I'm going to give you 3 minutes. Everybody get three on the three. 1-877. You know, I got 9927. 7696. And who else got their hands up? 0997. Got you. Oh, man. Y'all put hands up all the way. Okay, go ahead. Keep going.
Greetings. Good morning, everyone. What a great title. The odor and the stink is just so appropriate. Great job. Just want to let you know that.
Thank you, Canada. We love you, Canada. Go ahead.
But it's all in their plan to take our consciousness and our mind and our soul. And I think this may be the closest throughout history and throughout listening to your show, you have pointed out how they have came close to taking over our country through communism and Marxism and they get close and it don't go through. You know what I mean? The people have arose and woke up. You know what I mean? Because you play shows, especially our black leaders that was in the FBI that was tied to Russia. You know, they woke up. They was like, no, they about to take our country. So we reached this road again right now, right where we at, because you've been having this show for about 10 years now, and everything that you have been, you know, researching and bringing to us has been, like, coming to fruition. So you got to feel good that your research is impeccable, because we are, like, so freaking close of losing our liberty, our soul, our land, our money.
That ain't come from just me. That come from people.
No, I'm saying you bringing this, bringing it to us.
Yeah, we just bring the show.
Yeah, bringing it to us. No, I'm not.
So many books. I'll tell you, we missed a lot of the truth by not going to some of these seminars back in the day that they told us, they warned us. Hey, we just taking the warning next level.
Right, but what you have brought to us has been enlightened,
enlightened,
and it's information and it's knowledge. And knowledge is power. Throwing that out to you.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying to you, like right now, we are at this fork of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Either we're going to go along or we're going to stand up and we're going to try to save our country, because after the United States, where the fuck else can we go? That's what people don't realize. You know what I mean?
Yeah, where
it's
where
like, it's
good
like,
question.
it's like what they did to the Queen. You know what I mean? They've been doing that shit forever. And now, you know, even like with Russia going into Ukraine, that seems like this is one of their patterns. You know what I mean? Going into people's countries. And that's how we became, you know, our 50 states, of course, you know. And Russia is just doing what we do, just like the Jews, you know, which are really Russians too. They going over and just taking people land. You know, I mean, just taking your shit and like what they're doing here, they just trying to take people's kids. You know, now they're not able some of the parents are waking up. So I think this is going to be we are in Aquarius age. You know what I mean? I believe that if we do not, you know, bow down to their fear, because COVID 2 is coming, we don't go along with it. Because the fear is what allows them. The fear in the media is their power, because they can fear us through the media. You know what I mean?
So what you're saying is
if we just shut that shit down, you know what I mean? And if we start talking, yeah, because it's gonna take a lot. It's gonna take, the energy is powerful. So if we get, like back in the days when they had tried to get this global order, have one order, you know, one currency, watch cameras. It's like in New York. New York want to watch your ass at the damn having a picnic in a party than trying to arrest the people in the damn stations robbing you or the stores. They got cameras everywhere. So at some point, we got to wake up and look at these policies that these local people are making.
Okay. All right. That's it. That's it.
That's affecting.
That's a 3-3 because I see right now it's absolutely true what you just said. That we watching it. Panopticon is watching it. That's another one of these programs we put together that both people don't even bring up. We like watching ourselves. No matter what anybody say, the bottom line is the people today love looking, and that's just the Bible story in the image. Because we just love looking. I mean, they know that. They know the vanity story. So you made a good point there. Also, another good point there was made, we need to be careful of these elections that's coming up, because I'm telling you straight up, everybody, listen carefully. There is a rumor out before I take the next caller. There is a rumor. I can't substantiate it. It's out there. Jack Bauer, I'll put Jack Bauer on this one, because it's stated that they're going to start arresting people. But they got these tribunal Guantanamo courts, which they do. Now, I don't know if it's a reverse psychology or not, but according to some, they got to create a war immediately, which you already know is you're in, because they got to suspend the elections. There's no way people are going to vote on what's going on now as the time goes by. So, yeah, good point there. Let me get some more calls. Y'all stay in the loop. Put yourself on mute. I'm bringing some more calls in because there's a lot of y'all on the line. Go ahead, 992-733. You got it.
Resurrection, everybody.
Yes, yes, all day.
I want to send a shout out to Samuel and everybody, and the sister, Akila, and everybody. And definitely the number one shout out goes to the main person that's hosting the entire show, would be you, Bone.
Yeah, we're having a good time doing this. We don't have
it. Cheers. Anyway, yeah, we definitely. People are dying 24/7. So it seems like they're dying more than we have in children, because, you know, the abortion clinics ain't going to stop collecting that money, stealing money from the women. They're not going to keep, you know, they're not going to stop stealing your babies and all of that. You're giving them away for free. So, yeah, 24/7. Then we got all the crime, you know, cell-phone self-crime. Then y'all want to be called black. Black-on-black crime, white-on-white, y'all like colors. Maybe we got some pink on pink, but y'all got to understand, y'all, we getting ready to go into Metropolis. Metropolis.
Go ahead.
Metropolis means dead. We're getting ready to go into the dead world. The dead world is the synthetic. Synthetic is the synthetic race. Synthetic, you helped to be created today because of Joe, job, career, Nike, just do it. You know, all that dumb shit. You've been mind controlled so long, you really didn't know that you were already what hell really meant, what the allegoric hell really meant. This is hell. You going from a utopia that you had with all the trees and the beautiful water that was clean to a dystopia, which is metal. Metal, everything metal, everything dead, sin. That's the sin, y'all, the tick. Synthetic, the sin.
Mm.
And sin is spelled in many different ways.
Check that out.
S-E-S-S-I-E-Y-Z-N, sin. You can spell sin in all different types of ways. It's like you spell sex. S-E-X. S-I-X. They say six, but it's really sex. Sex. Same thing. Yeah. Wordplay.
Yeah. Wordplay.
Bells and whistles. Now, we didn't win from Oz. We didn't win from the Wizard of Oz. Now we're going into Metropolis.
Yeah.
Metropolis.
Yeah, Beyonce played that in her...
Smart World.
Yeah.
Earth is about to be the smart world, y'all.
Smart world. Smart the smart realm. The realm of I got you.
The smart realm.
Yeah, the smart realm.
You mean the dumb realm. Dumb realm, because everybody needs what? An assistant. You need the power of attorney. You need the AI assistant.
Power
we
of
all
attorney.
Need the AI assistant.
AI assistant. Ain't that amazing? Gotta have an assistant.
The power of attorney, the handler. Our new handler. And Biden declared war on y'all again. He said he's gonna make everybody take the vaccine. He's gonna make everybody take the shit.
He
declared war again.
Yeah.
You know why? Because he wants to be a trillionaire. You made him a billionaire. Y'all keep forgetting he's invested in this shit. And so did Trump, and so did the rest of them. United States, they have declared war on the American government. Who is the American government? We are, but you're not acting like that. Still complying. You're still doing what you think is right because you claim you got to feed your kids, but you can't do shit now. You need the power of
government,
attorney.
When government
you
cheese.
Claim you need to do
give
these things,
government
we need the power
again.
Of attorney.
It's a new government cheese. Hey, I love it. The new government cheese is here. Now, let's go with that premise because, again, those who don't see the facts would not say, oh, she ain't. That there was all facts right there. And she said in the way we understand it. You're right. It looked like the death rate since the COVID ain't been discussed because that's the only game in town they trying to save people with COVID. They didn't care about cancer. AIDS is not talked about no more because they cured AIDS basically by telling you in the commercial it's untraceable. You can't trace it. They showing you live, so they ain't lying. From what you just said, I just got to play this real quick to go along with it because many people don't know what she just said. She just named a technocratic government, a technocracy. Now, nobody talks about this. They developed out of Canada. I'm just giving you the development state. Went into Seattle. This government that was created, just like that missionary thing, was the same group that Martin Luther King's mercenary group was a part of in that movie. Seattle was the owner of that company in Louisiana, where the Deacons of Defense was able to formulate. If you remember, Seattle, Seattle had to tell them what they wanted, because what the people, brothers and sisters, and the Deacons of Defense were asking for, Seattle had to succeed. They said, the company got to tell us. They said, the Seattle company. Now, this is what they are. 2 minutes of this. You must understand, you're not fighting your government no longer. You're fighting these people. You don't even know who the enemy is. That's how they cloak and dagger.
Social change is due on this continent. Social change is coming whether you like it or not. Social change is coming whether you are prepared for it or not. And technocracy is the means by which you can prepare yourself so that you can decide whether you want science or chaos. Thank you.
In the modern world, power is held by politicians and business people who work together to maintain the status quo, so that politicians retain power and plutocrats retain wealth. They do this in plain sight, but it doesn't have to be this way. There are a number of different power structures, many of which proven to work throughout history, although one of the most interesting alternatives is entirely theoretical. In a technocracy, power is still held by an elite, not an elite of plutocrats, not an elite of aristocrats, but an elite of technocrats. Experts in science and technology. The government would be run by engineers and scientists who can apply the scientific method to solve real-world issues. Instead of electing career politicians, a small group of intellectuals would be chosen to lead us. They would focus on efficiency, what practically works, and the concept of morality may become obsolete. And it's that detail which has people worried. The claim that technocracy can replace morality, it makes technocracy sound more like Orwell's nightmare than a realistic system. We can't know for sure because no such system has ever been established, but there have been attempts to establish a technocracy, and many still advocate for it today.
Now, a technocracy now, they want, just like y'all say, smart cities. That's a technocracy. They are putting all, what they did to Hawaii was already set up by a technocracy. They already got the Wi-Fi, the smart systems ready. Got to have somewhere to put it. This is what we are up against. Finish this and give me some more thoughts on what you're talking about, because I know you know about this because you've been following this for so long. Give me one more thought before I take another person. You still with us? Hello? What happened, sister? Is everybody gone?
I'm still here, Drybone. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I hear you. Okay. She must have went ahead and do something. I know she's doing things with the family, too. Good. Let me go to 7696. 7696. Go ahead.
Hey, that's Drybone.
What's up, my brother? What's going on? Hey, you was number two. Memphis was one. Okay, I'm glad you're alive. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Hey, drive on. I've been down in North Carolina. I'm gonna call you offline.
Yeah, yeah.
Bunch of dates. I got dates to add up with everything with my people, but it's still a come around with other people because my people wasn't the only people living back then. So I go back to the early 1800s.
Okay. Well, you know, we know you got some minds that you, because St. Louis is definitely a mine. That's why they got the golden arch over that bad boy. That's serious. You want to add something to that, or are you driving? It's like you rolling?
I'm rolling.
Okay. All right. Put yourself back on mute, and I'll hit you back when you want to say
yeah.
something.
Yeah, I'll hit you back once I get settled.
Okay. Sound good, my brother. Peace and love. Get to the travel safely.
All right.
0997. Yep. 0997. 0997. Thank you for joining us. Come on in.
Peace, brother. Good morning.
Good morning, always. Good to have you.
Hey, listen, man. You were speaking on Hawaii, man. It's kind of weird. They used the missionaries, but check this out. It was actually Dole, the Dole company that used to grow pineapples. They're
exactly.
the ones that instigated
exactly.
the taking over of Hawaii
right.
from the blacks. Hawaii was initially melanated people. Now, mm-hmm. when you look at Hawaii, it's no melanated people. It's Asians now. They,
mm-hmm.
they just proxies on the land because they put proxies on the land to hold the land, just like America. They took all the land from us here in America. A lot of us are indigenous to America, not from Africa.
Right.
My people from the South. We always been here. My daddy from Tennessee and my mama from Louisiana. Always been there. I got a land grant for 88 acres of land from Cleveland. Gave it to my great-great-great-grandfather in the 1800s. I just wanted to touch on some other things with you right quick. You always talking
yeah,
about...
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I look at that harp, but I'm going to give you dates. I don't just like to... start screaming. I'm gonna give you some dates, and
right
what I'm
here.
Talking about now, you saying something that's close to my heart. I'm 67. All of a sudden, my insurance company want to come to my house to give me a shot, and I told them, don't come to my house. Don't no. don't do. Hey, look, that sounds strange in itself. My whole life, they ain't never came to my house.
Mm.
But I just want to talk about germs and biological warfare. Check this out.
Go ahead.
In 1941, in response to bioweapons developed in Japan and Nazi Germany in the late 1930s, the United States, the United Kingdom, and Canada established their own biological warfare program and produced anthrax, berfiliosis, and botulinum, botulism, that could be used in war. 1942, British
tests
with anthrax spores so contaminated, Grunwald Island, Scotland, that it was quarantined for 48 years. U.S. Chemical Warfare Service began mustard gas experiments on approximately 4,000 servicemen, 1950, in an experiment to determine how susceptible an American city would be to biological warfare. U.S. Navy sprayed a cloud of bacteria from ships over San Francisco. Many residents became ill with pneumonia and other diseases. 1951, the U.S. Department of Defense began open air tests over many U.S. cities using disease-producing bacteria and viruses. 1969, the Department of Defense requested $10 million from Congress to develop a synthetic biological agent for which no natural immunity existed. Funding for the synthetic biological agent was granted under H.R. That's House Resolution 15090, if you want to check it out. The CIA supervised the Special Operations Division at Fort Detrick, Maryland, the Army's top secret biological weapons facility. In 72, the Biological and Toxin Weapons Convention reinforced the prohibition of all chemical and biological weapons. The international ban pertained to nearly all production, storage, and transport of such biological agents. However, numerous research believe that the secret production of such weapons actually existed. 1977, Senate hearings on health and scientific research confirmed 239 populated areas to be contaminated with biological agents between 1949 and 69. Some of the cities include San Francisco, Washington, D.C., Minneapolis, St. Louis, and Key West and Panama City, Florida. 1984, the Code of Bagwan Spear. Ranaja conducted the first act of bioterrorism in the U.S. in U.S. history, the old-fashioned way, when they attempted to influence a local election by infecting restaurants and salad bars with salmonella. Over 900 people became ill as a result of ingesting food laced with salmonella. 1986, a report to Congress stated that the new generation of biological agents, including modified viruses, naturally occurring toxins, and agents that were altered through genetic engineering to prevent treatment by all existing vaccines. 1987, the Department of Defense admitted that regardless of treaties banning research and development of biological agents, it operated 127 research facilities throughout the nation. 1991, the U.S. military was frequently accused of using various biological and chemical weapons in the Gulf War. Often mentioned was the charge that BZ, a hallucinogenic, was sprayed over Iraq troops, causing them to surrender as passive, drooling zombies with vacant stares.
Yeah,
94,
yeah.
It was revealed that many returning Desert Storm veterans were infected with an altered strain of microplasma incognitus. Let me spell it, incognitus. I can't pronounce it.
Don't worry.
In the production of biological weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got a couple more. I just want you to hear these. The Department of Defense admitted knowledge that the Desert Storm soldier was exposed to chemical agents. 2001. In September and October, the United States experienced a number of well-publicized anthrax attacks on government buildings and politicians, and one photo editor in mail envelopes. 5 deaths resulted from this domestic terrorism. 2004, dangerous superbugs began populating up out of nowhere. Suddenly, there were cases of flesh-eating bacteria, fatal pneumonia, and life-threatening heart infections, seemingly all caused by mutating strains of streptococcus.
It's a bacteria. Go ahead. I know. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm a
duck shakes off rain. Conspiracy theorists were quick to denounce government experimentation in such labs as those in Fort Beaches being responsible for these new drug-resistant viruses. Now, remember, they found a place in California, and they were housing in that place over 60 different biological weapons and it was owned by the Chinese. And they're not beefing it up. They're not speaking on this.
Right.
This is crazy.
I'm going to prove to you through facts. That's why I love y'all. Drive ball, I love y'all. This is, I'm going to let y'all do the talking and just solidify the fact. Key West. He's mentioned Key West. Do y'all know that they have let mosquitoes, biological mosquitoes, was let loose in Key West a couple years ago? I'll tell you the facts. And, no one realizes today, sometimes, you know, we getting bit by stuff out here that's very interesting. But they release genetic modified mosquitoes claiming to kill the other mosquitoes. And people are complaining about the mosquitoes down there. So much love to that. Go to the show. Go check out everything.
But remember this, too. They release the mosquitoes now. They vaccinate you with mosquitoes now.
Exactly.
Some clever stuff, man.
They vaccinate you
with mosquitoes or hit you with a mosquito. Remember, the plague was gone. They trying to bring the plague back. These boys, remember, it's all eugenics. It's all
now,
control of the land. You wipe the people off the land, you take the land.
Now, I'm going to tell you, did you brought back some old stuff? I'm going to tell you another thing that y'all, I hate to say it like this, but if I say sometimes you got to decompose. or some of this, but he just said something, they bring him back the plague. What they really brought back is already in effect. It's not brought back, it's already in effect, is the Spanish Inquisition. That's the era of all this, doing the Dark Ages, they call it, in Europe and all through parts of... See, we leaving out people, too. I'm going to tell you why I say a lot of things, because I know we into the call here on this program. I want y'all to know that. Yeah, they never tell you that the Ottoman Turks, the Turkish Empire, still controls the waterways of Bosnia and Ukraine and all these countries. They're going through mercantile land. So just tell y'all, we don't lose the premise of this show, the New World Order. You see how they're using the same concepts? The brother just told you all the things they did. They doing ain't nothing new under the sun. He gave you a whole litany. The man just gave you a whole litany that y'all should be teaching people within the school system, since y'all hate the school system so much. Create your own school or homeschool, or you got curriculums now you can do online and create. So we giving you new ideas, 50% use your brain.
Hey, just remember this. Subversive movements, remember, they do this with two secret societies, all this, whether it be the Knights of Malta.
Did you just hear us tell you earlier today in the program? I don't know how much you heard. Didn't we just tell you Hawaii was all of the Masons met there in the Grand Lodge? We told you that. Once we tell you that, we covered it. All you got to do is go look up what we just told you. Just go look up that Grand Lodge opening in Hawaii. And tell me.
And, bro. I just want to say one more thing, and then I'm gonna mute myself. The 15 dark most insidious organization the world have ever seen, the Illuminati, the ancient associates dedicated to establishing a new world order. That's your topic. Argentinium Astrum, black magic order formed by Aleister Crowley in 1907. The Thule Society, Aryan secret brotherhood behind the raising of the Nazis. Motai, practitioners of ritual murder and magic rites. Ku Klux Klan, American white supremacist card they established after the Civil War. Order of Solar Temple, International Secret Set,
I don't know how much you've been listening, but we undid shows on there. I can see every show we did. We showed that the Lincoln was under Brother Pascal. Think about this, man. I'm going to tell you right there. I'm going to tell you something.
Randolph.
Thank you. Pascal Randolph, man. We did their court leaders. I told you a long time ago from me learning this that these people came from the East. It's in your Masonic Bibles. From the East, I stand in the West. It's in your Bible.
Most of the people who found this country were members of the Hellfire Club.
They were Hellfire Club, Grand Orient, St. Louis, the Order of St. Louis. But we are loving it. I'm loving it. Y'all giving the – see, I don't even got to say nothing. Y'all doing this. Y'all putting all the information out. That's why it's called Dry Bones Connection. Let's get some more callers. I got everybody coming in because I got some stuff to show you that you're going to be looking at yourself in the mirror. When this show is over, 2458. You next on the Helios. Come
on, peace and love, pal. What's up, brother?
Oh man, much love, man. Where you been? We invited you. Too many things. You better show up on one of them. Go ahead.
I know.
Go ahead. Much love, man. Appreciate.
Much love, man. Peace and love to the family. The brother that was talking earlier about Hawaii and the brother before, I was talking about the Bahamas when you were talking about Jamaica and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, and you hit it right in the head, because you hear that all the time from the islands, you know, Haiti, Jamaica. When you have the people that come over here, that their relatives, they come over here and visit, and they see how they're living, because they see a lot of times they don't know until they get here. They don't know that the struggles that they have over here. And sometimes you hear it all the time. They said, you know, I can go over here and get my bananas. I can get my fruits, get my ice cream, my sausage, or I have the mangoes, or I have my cassava, I have my stuff here, than to burden the stress that you guys here have over bills and getting a heart disease and all of that stuff.
Right.
So you said, it's life, it's your health and stuff is better than, it doesn't mean that they don't like, it's to a point where they're looking at it like, you know, we'd rather have that, but at the same time, we realize what they're doing to our country, to our island, but right now, at this point in time, we're powerless. And then that takes me to Hawaii to see what happens to Hawaii. Because when you talk about, and we don't talk about it, of course, they don't teach about these things, you know, like Queen Liliuokalani, was the last black reigned queen of Hawaii. Before that was her brother. And if you see how the U.S. chronologically, how they took Hawaii away from her. And like, I mean, it's their motto. I mean, you follow it, you see it, how it's done throughout history. Because she was removed from power at gunpoint by the Marines and businessmen.
Yeah.
You know, January 17, 1893.
Water. And after that. Yeah, the Marines came on land. Not the Army.
Yeah, the Marines came. Yeah, the Marines came in with business owners backing them up.
Yeah.
To remove her. And one of those was see, they already have these things planned out. People think, oh, this is happening and stuff. No, they already had these things planned out. After that, you had Sanford Dole, who was a jurist and an attorney, and then later became a Supreme Court judge, and then he himself, president. And when the book, they said that he helped establish the Republic of, I don't know what the hell he has to establish. You came over and annexed it. You didn't establish jack.
He enacted.
They made him president of the islands and of Hawaii. Later on, that same guy, Sanford Dole, of course, he brings his cousin in there, who was James Dole, which is known today with us, which is from the Dole Company, with Dole Pineapples. He became the Pineapple King of Hawaii.
Pineapple King, just like my brother said.
He became the Pineapple King. And that same company in 2009, Costa Rica sued them. And one of the reasons they sued them, well, there's several other reasons, because they were using pesticide that was getting into people's system, messing up their respiratory system, and they couldn't give birth and all of that. It was called DBCP, a pesticide. It was banned in the United States. It's banned here, but they use it in other countries. That's a lot of stuff. But one of the main reasons that they really went after them was because they were accused of using the military, and they were accused of using child labor, paying their workers below minimum wage, and they used the military to enforce it. And Costa Rica sued the Dole Company. They're still in court right now fighting over that. So there's a whole bunch of stuff that Dole is doing behind closed doors. And the same thing. I mean, it's the same MO.
That's that, because what the brother said, all y'all listening, I ain't mute none of y'all, but the brother just said earlier, he gave the dates of when they started doing. Now, Dole and them in the 1800s, imagine how long ago it took. And it took three generations. I told you, it was their great-great-great-great-grandchildren that actually did the pineapple stuff, the Dole people, being a missionary for the Society of Jesus. They were Jesuits.
Yeah.
Don't forget this. When you're a missionary, you are the Society of Jesus. And you go out. It, as an army, because they said they were patrolling the sea, you got to have money to go from America, from San Francisco, which is the Grand Base. And I keep telling y'all, I know y'all keep saying the white man, but y'all better look up the group I told you. They're close to the Chinese and Japanese. If y'all never heard the triads with Bruce Lee, they killed Bruce Lee. People don't realize they killed Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee told them, they said, you don't tell our secrets. They serious about that shit. So y'all can play dumb to that if y'all want to without realizing that the damn Chinese and Japanese is on the charter too. They on the charter.
Let me ask this question, brother, to all of you. You all probably already know this as well. Was Pearl Harbor a preventive action?
It was not. It was
with the United States trying to protect their territory, because at the time, you know, you had the Southeast Asia against overseas with the United Kingdom.
I'm going to say this one more time. 1893, January 8th, 1983. I like that. Like the brother said, we like giving. West, love y'all. All y'all give these dates out. No, ain't no recourse when you don't look it up. That's your own mind. We don't do it. It says premeditation, This is what it says. I'm not saying it's coming out of their own library. Of the takeover of Pearl Harbor documented by Congress, a former American Civil War general, U.S. president, did help to plan the overthrow of Queen Liliuokalani.
Liliuokalani, yeah.
Yeah, and that's why they went and picked, that's this ancestral land they burnt down, everybody. Is Lahana is the ancestral land.
Yes.
If that's not a coincidence to y'all, I don't know what it is. But we about to take a quick break. I want y'all to get ready. Brother, the other thing we should talk about. We should get some shirts. You've been saying vindication, common sense ain't common. Now, have you noticed everybody using that? Even though we've been saying it for action, it's just like, man, everything people say to me on this program, when we start talking facts, everything is facts now. It wasn't nobody saying it was just news and all that bullshit. Now facts this, facts that, facts matter. Facts. So I'm telling y'all, y'all ahead of y'all time out here listening. Me and you used to talk. We've been talking since damn near over 25 years. Hey, what you think about, I'm going to say this, what's going on with the immigration. Now, I'm going to tell y'all this right now. I ain't against people. I've been helped by a lot of people. All of them ain't USDA black. All groups. All you on the line, it's not all. We come from all different, but it's a mindset. Somehow we got the same mindset. That's a key component. Or spirituality, however you want to call it. But y'all got to understand, they will send in agents. It says in your Bible. Remember, the biggest story is how you get to take over the promised land. It didn't say where it was at. It did not say where it was at. That's made up. Thing is, how to take over somebody's land. That's in the first two books of this Bible.
Yes.
Now, how y'all been reading this all your life is beyond my scope because I got my own conviction. But it's clearly a military takeover of somebody's land. That's impossible. I mean, at least I have enough sense to see this. So what happened?
Absolutely, brother.
Yeah. I still ask myself today, I can't take color no more. I'm scared of color because me and you get along, but you know, it's some crazy black folks that actually, Queen Kalani, her brothers, go look up her brothers, please. That's what you're best to do. Look how they dressed. Mm-hmm. I put it on Facebook. They dressed just like a monarch. You see the clothes they got on?
Yeah.
Go look it up. You see how they looking? Now, I want y'all to tell me, The Rock, all these so-called Hawaiian people that we grew up listening to, you know, I hate to tell y'all this, but y'all forget that we all, me, I'm going to speak for me. I only knew about Hawaii through Walt Disney by having Mickey Mouse do Aloha Lei. Aloha Lei it was Queen Alani. She wrote that in prison, in her prison, that song we singing. And you see how we learned it? Through Disneyland.
You know how I learned about, you know what piqued my interest, brother?
Go ahead,
you know
bro.
What piqued my interest about Hawaii, about black, when I used to watch Hawaii 5-0.
Yes.
And I saw the picture of a black king, and then they had the Queen Kamehameha parade, and I was like, wait a minute. How come I didn't hear anything about this king? And then I started looking and searching into Hawaii by Queen Kamehameha, and then all the other islands, Fiji and all of them.
Yeah.
Was governed by Queen Kamehameha.
Yeah, yeah. And Hawaii was always in our force. I mean, because Disneyland in the early days, they had the best. Then it went to Hawaii 5-0. It was done on purpose for us to be complacent, for us to be okay with the Hawaiian takeover because it looks beneficial to us as the day. But we find out now.
Of course.
It's strategically set down. I'm not taking nothing against Hawaiian people because they are beautiful people, of course. But again, no one would really go to Hawaii but for a vacation. No one really even cared if it was an island because most of y'all realize that, you know, unless you got enough money to go from where you at to there, that's a nice vacation. That's like $5,000 for sure, unless you guys, you know, some other ways of getting there. But unless you come from the East Coast, you know it's far. West Coast, you're more easier to get a good flight. But nonetheless, nobody pretty much thinks about it but luxury, Disneyland, Like you said, different things we see, Hawaii 5-0. So that's why it was so easy to control. It's not none of the books. It's not none of the books. It was not none of the books.
And then the industrialists, of course, the business, yeah, the usual.
Business.
To control the mind. I'm going to say one more thing, brother. You asked me about the immigration.
Yeah, immigration. Go ahead.
You asked me about the immigration. Like right now, I don't know. Most people on the show now, I don't know if they already know, though. They probably know already. You know that the U.S. has the thing going on now with Haiti and El Salvador and some of the countries where their family over here can file for them, and then they bring them over, and you got 2 to 3 years.
Right.
Now, a lot of people are happy about that, you know, like we had to talk about with some Haitian people. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that's good. That's nice. You got a chance to come over. But what happened after the 2 to 3 years? If you don't have a chance to get your paper or whatever, are they going to give you your papers? But the real question you should be asking, why now? Why are they letting you come over here? That's what you should be concerned about. Since when is the U.S. policy wants any more people of color in these United States of America?
Right.
You should be asking the question, why are they letting you? We know one of them is for the votes, but there's some other reason behind this. You need to find out why is the reason, why and why now. They kept renewing it, and they let people coming over. I got this one guy at work. He said, like, every time I talk to him, there's this one guy at work at the job. Every time I talk to him, by now, he already has, like, 6 relatives over here. They're bringing them home.
More, yeah. Okay, hold on. I got more calls. I got to take more before I take y'all back who came in. Yes. Hold tight. Let me go to, I think I got 9161. Did I bring you in, 9161?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
All right, bro. Make it happen for me.
Look, let me bring something up. A lot of missing parts that we missing. We're not on here, but I'm just saying in general, right? Like, I mean, you're talking about Eric Adams, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's in Israel last week.
Yes, I see that. Yes, I see that. Yes.
Yes. The mayor of my city, Richmond, Virginia, went over to Greece, and him and Eric Adams both participating in what? This thing called Mayors Against Anti-Semitism.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow. Go ahead. Keep going. You rolling. Oh, my goodness. That's deep.
Okay. Last week, Al Sharpton, Melissa Bernice King, all of them was at where? The so-called Farce on Washington, right?
Yes. Yes.
Now, check this out, man. I'm going to ask a serious question to everybody. Robert Kraft, the owner of New England Patriots, spoke there. You had rabbis speaking, but when they brought out Jonathan Greenblatt, the CEO of the ABL, they told you everything you didn't know about this march.
Right.
And then they had him speak about what happened in Jacksonville, and then they talked about this black Jewish struggle or something. Now, like, let me get this straight, because when Al Sharpton talked on the news, he actually said the daggone, they trying to make a hate crime for everybody, black, Jewish, LGBTQ, so forth and the like. Well,
hate you that.
If this thing happened in Jacksonville, I said, wait a minute now. If it happened in Jacksonville, I don't even know Jewish people getting killed. Then, as a matter of fact, Greenblatt came out and said that daggone, he commended the White House and Joe Biden for what? For helping a national strategy to fight anti-Semitism. That's exactly what he said.
Yep. Yes, they did. Mm-hmm.
And
go ahead.
That's showing you that they are the power behind the so-called those. You were talking about the Wizard of Oz earlier. They the Wizard of Oz. All you got to do is be like, tell the door, pull the curtain back. Look. Jewish people everywhere, and they daggone showing you they not even hiding anymore. Look here, one last thing. You've been talking about Hawaii for the last 5 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
That governor name is what? Green. That don't look like a Hawaiian man. You do it?
Nope, because they married white people. Queen Akumanali married a white man. They left that out. Go look it up. She married a white man. Yes, she did. Go ahead.
But look, his last name Green, so his name I put the green berg on there. He probably a Jewish boy too. And you got the daggone police chief. He daggone the, he the damn coroner and the damn police chief. I'm like, come on, man. in Nevada yesterday, you just had a man get burned to death too. You had a man get burned in Nevada. But
no, I didn't
exactly
hear that.
When I stopped. Yeah, it was a flood there. I think they told 73,000 people to hold in place. You can look it up. But what I'm saying is Johannesburg, Africa, they got daggone 74 people. They had fires over there. They got fires going on everywhere, direct energy weapons. Ain't even those fires ain't for nothing. All right, they had wildfires too. So what I'm saying is, they're hitting you from all angles right now, but you got to think about it. Who is really behind this script? And all you got to do, you pull the head back, and you see a small head sitting there talking. They so bold now, they just coming out and telling you. They say, yeah, we doing it. What the hell you going to do about it?
That's the key. I'm glad you put it like, but I'm glad it ain't me saying it like that. I'll just put the program together of y'all thoughts. And they have this mentality. I think the inner breeding. I'm going to say think until y'all go look it up. I think the sexual interbreeding of a lot of these people fortify these fortunes among different nations. That's why I put out there today, you know, they look at sex and family and sex and money in a different format, just like a lot of us today. I told you, I don't know everybody's desire, but I know that money and sex is the key to this whole monopoly, because you notice no one mentioned till you said that. I put it out there. I put it on Facebook. I don't know if you watched the whole thing. It was on PBS. I put the whole thing on there. They was marrying white people. I told you it was their grandkids. They had interbred it to create the aristocracy that we call today the Hawaiian monarch. Man, beautiful call there, man. Love that.
Can I say something about that, brother?
Yeah, you sure can. Go right ahead.
You hit it right on the head, brother. And that's also, we need to understand, what I'm sure you all do. This is part of the tactics. A lot of time, like you were saying, this guy named John Owen Dominionis was the white American that was married to Queen Keleolani.
Right.
And sometimes they would put these people in their lives and set it up. They plan these things alone.
Yeah.
They put these people in their lives so they can do what they need to do later. Just like at the same time, you know, like with Tiger Woods is a perfect example. The wife that he had that brought him down, she was planted there to bring him down. People don't realize this is a site. This is COINTELPRO.
Yeah. But then
it's a strategy. They do it all the time. It's nothing new under the sun. They do it all the time.
That's why I say, Lady, I love that one part of that movie, Lady Heroine, Sunshine, she the sun. My man said, baby, I ain't coming home, boy. That's how bad this can be for you out there. Is 7427. Welcome to the Helios, boy. We about to burn it up in a little bit.
Greetings, Dry Bones.
Yes.
Excellent, excellent show. Family dropping it like it's hot.
Oh my goodness. Just keep it going. Put some out nuclear the radio.
You know,
go right ahead. Y'all roll with it.
We looking at how United States, you know, dared to obtain Hawaii, but what are we looking at? What's going on right now? You looking at Maui and the fires that burn. 2,000 acres was bought, I think, in about 2015, and then she turned around and bought 860 acres on Maui, and that was Oprah Winfrey.
Yes.
Nothing happened to our house on that island. And you have one of the biggest, you're talking about Dole. Some of the plantations that Dole on, Mark Zuckerberg is buying up the land on Hawaii.
Yep.
So you're looking at, Cova, because, see, all of this is going, we're in the Agenda 21. We're moving into the Agenda 2030. What is the plan for Agenda 2050? This Turtle Island is going to be Regents. It's going to be rail, the trade rail, because everything is going to be in Regents. Everything is going to be moving that. And what are they doing? They're creating spaces by fire, by any disaster that they could create, to make these lands available so they can create the smart cities. 2050 is the era of the new smart cities that is going to be on the planet, around the world. The billionaires and trillionaires that's going to be existing in 2050 are now obtaining the projecting what they're going to build, their legacies, and their you're going to have Empire State Buildings. You're going to have buildings on islands and lands named after Zuckerberg, and you're going to have them named after Elon Musk, because Elon Musk is what they're doing the extraterrestrial fiber optics cable dropping going across to from United States to Africa and to the South Americas is yep. because what they're doing is they're dropping the cable, because everybody thinks that all the information is in the cloud. All the information is in the ocean. Because every fiber optic connection that goes to any other land is connected through the ocean. This is where the first internet that they created in 1885, when they dropped the telegram line from America to Britain in order for the queen to get telegrams from the United, the president. So you're looking at this new fiber optics. But yeah. you got to look at the industry that was created from the fiber. And what was the industry that was created from the fiber? They call cotton the white gold. Cotton created what? The textile industry, the industrial complex that created capitalism on this country. And so what you're looking at now is that they've gone to a new thread. This is why you have these fiber optics that was created by a brother that worked for AT&T that took glass and strung it until it was the size of hair that you could transport light through. You're looking at this is all a reoccurrence of the old way again. And what we're looking at is you're getting ready to have Elon Musk is going to have fiber optics going to South Africa, because South Africa is part of the what? The BRICS.
Yeah.
Brazil, Russia, yeah. India, China, and South Africa. He was born there. He's getting ready to set up his land and his technology right there in South Africa. So what we're looking at is that what we had once in here, you had the Carnegies, you had the Rockefellers, J.P. Morgans. Now you've got the PayPal Mafia. And you were talking about the triad. The triad is no more than the same thing as the Italian mafia of the church. And you talk about the Jesuit. Francis is a Jesuit. He's the only pope that did not come that came out of the West. He came from Argentina, where this is where the compounds, where the Nazis were implemented
mm-hmm.
when they
mm-hmm.
left Germany.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at this whole new takeover. Because you look at one thing that they're looking at getting, and that's the mind of the youth. And the most youth on the planet right now, 70% of the 18 to 30-year-olds is on the continent of Africa. This is what they're going for, because you got the minerals that it takes to create the technology and the supply of battery power. You've got the labor. And what's tomorrow? Labor Day. You're
Labor
going
Day.
Back to the continent to get some new labor. And the brother was talking about the part of them bringing people over here. If you look at Texas prison system, they've reenacted what we call the Prison Act. So they gotten rid of, because so many of their own people are going to prison, so they got to get rid of the guards. And what did they do? They went to the continent, and now they're bringing Nigerians over and other Africans over to come and work in our prison system as our overseers.
Now, right there should be a hell of a wake-up call right there. That, I mean, think about what he just said. Yeah, I mean, that's a Twilight Zone play we could do, man. But I mean, think about it. Here we get the reversal again, because if they're going to be our overseers, it's like they was the overseers from the get-go. You know what I'm saying? It's like we have reversed right back to the reality again that if you're going to bring foreigners now to guard us, it's almost like a playbook. It's like, wow, for that to be happening, what did have to happen for us to let foreigners now be our guard, and they may let them be the police as well. I'm glad you put that out there. They have
and the other part.
Yeah.
But
and
the other
police.
Part we're talking. Right, but the other part we're talking about, all of these immigrants, and the thing that gets it is, immigrants are coming in and they're placing them in our community. Refugees get funded, get housing allotment. They get a family gets $1,300 a month. It's in the, how they define it, because the refugees look like them. The immigrants look like us. And so this is what they're even doing with that trade, because they coming in, they talking about the border. How come they didn't build a wall in Canada? Because all of them Europeans is coming through Canada.
Right. Correct. That's why you hear me say, I know what's up in Canada, y'all. I got, whoa, y'all just don't. They crying out because they already letting you know.
What was the fires before Maui?
Canada.
Now you see what they burned down the land, so now they can walk in there and build where they're going to put the new Europeans coming into to North America, I mean the northern continent.
Because
I mean,
France,
right over here.
Now that since you brought that in, those of us who live in that area know that area good. People don't realize Montreal is almost French annexed. They pretty much want you to be totally French in thinking a lot of the they want to annex from British Columbia. Think about it on that term. But go ahead, keep getting
right.
Some more calls. Go ahead, make your last point, make some more calls. But I just want y'all to know. Phenomenal information.
Yeah,
today.
But what I asked the family to look up Agenda 2050. Look up Agenda 2050, smart cities, and you will see the technology, what they're doing. Because you look at the word smart, and you turn it around, it says a tram. What do you do with a tram? You transport from this place to that place. So you're going to be put into a place where you're herded into these urban areas. They're not even calling them urban no more. They're going to call them smart. But the smart city is nothing but a tram. It's nothing but to transport the next generations of people as well.
She said Metropolis. Sister said Metropolis earlier. That's why Beyonce and then it's doing the ritual of Metropolis to take you into that type of world. Now, I'm going to get deep in this in a minute because, see, is that not utopia? See, this is how this Bible and all these gins and all y'all out there. This
fancy
is
Fancy Island, Grandpa.
Yeah, Fancy Island out there. Remember, y'all say you want oneness. I'm gonna play the – see, that's how you know you got to know these magic words. Everybody stay on the one. Everything is on the one. Now, in the reality world, it didn't mean as much, but in the world of my man and all y'all saying, in another realm, that one means everything one. So we're going to take it to that in a minute. We're going to go there because I'm saying, you're going to have these people say, this is easier. We can save you now. You can live longer. You can live longer. They're going to put the chip in you. Give you 3D dimensional awareness. What you think will pop up in your head. Google will automatically come through. Now, y'all put out there earlier on the thread, y'all had India. I hope you know Google ran by India. Britain is under India's control because they made treaties with the East Indian Corporation. That's why I keep telling people, hey, AJ, you better look at the people on that charter.
Could I, one last thing, and you brought up about Britain. Britain's prime minister is an Indian.
India.
He's married to, he's an Indian. But his wife, her father is the fifth richest billionaire that he in turn on what's called Infotech. Infotech is an information technology that he owns, and she is the daughter of him. How all of this is connected.
Okay, so this whole program, like I told you, this program has just made it clear, which is everybody on here, what we just put on here without them even knowing, it's absolutely inbreeding. If I'm having sex, I told you, this whole thing is run by sex and dick, period. If I could breed each other together, we could make a killing if we went all. That's why the Mormons is rich. Think about what goes on. They talking about these people doing it right before your very eyes. And many black people do it as well, because guess where it came from? Guess where it came from? Now, this interbreeding thing here that's going on, just like people, is it just don't watch track and field. You see how patriotic people got? I'm going to show you how they got this break. You see how patriotic you got, black America, when Sha'Carri Richards beat Jamaica? Y'all was happy as a motherfucker. Happy as hell. Y'all didn't realize you was subconsciously into nationalism. You still got it because you come from this land. And what happens is they know how to make you, you don't control it in a way it need to be constructive. It's fantasy type of adulation. We don't never come together on nothing big. You ever have a family reunion and you can't even sit down and have a business discussion with none of the family without some type of book? That's how you know the world is. Try it one day. Think all y'all come together, see if you can. I got the good credit, and if you got good credit, see if y'all can get together. That's how the world is. Just like that. Ain't that simple. Ain't hard to understand. Y'all the bricks. Y'all the bricks. Let me go to some more callers. 2267. Every bonus line is the bricks. Because each of your state is a country. Each of your states are countries right now. About to go to sea. With the Marines. Go ahead. Let me hear from, oh my God. So, hey, whoever makes a lot of noise with your phone, just put yourself on mute if you know you loud. I ain't saying cut yourself off. I want y'all to just be able to do this smoothly. There you go. It's called Taoism, smooth transition, because you got to flow, ebb and flow. Because hey, you ain't. Go ahead, jump in. I'm having a good time with this. This is beautiful.
Hey, I hope y'all do feeling good in spirits today.
Yes, I am.
I only got like so much time because I'm in Ethiopia right now.
Go ahead, dude. Go. Tell us what's going on.
Let me explain. I just got banned from Israel for 5 years, and it's being done by the Mossad. And the book, if y'all take time, Daniel chapter 9, 20, verses 24 to 27, it describes everything that just happened. They're doing the coup all through Africa right now. All right. They're changing powers. The people who have been seen as puppets, they're getting overthrown. And they're thinking that other countries are supporting behind us, but they're not. So it's a lot of things going on over here right now. Israel's in turmoil right now because they got different people, nationalities that's up in arms right now. And they got the police out there trying to control it, but everything's out of control right now.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I know I was mentioning some things when you were saying about the promised land. It's going to go right back to the fact that we had this nation and we lost it. And so all the nations have lost their originality, or the original owners, somehow they became enslaved to the people that they brought in as immigrants. So that's the same takeover that they're trying to do now is what happened to us when we first let them in coming to our country. The buildings and everything were already there. The cities were already there. They're trying to use what they call the doctrine to set up the system, but they can't do it without having black men involved, as far as the buildings and the structures and things like that, to coordinate everything with the atmosphere and the planet and the way it's shifting right now. So basically right now there's another force that's here right now that's going against what they're doing. So they're trying to force they're playing into it, but everything they're doing is collapsing. So it doesn't matter how much they want to enforce, they will on us, but it's collapsing.
You in Ethiopia right now. Now, hold on, quick question. I just seen just the other day where they were talking about that king artifacts not being sent back to Ethiopia. It's a big thing about the prince went to Britain. I think he was young.
Yes, King Tedros and Prince Ptolemy.
Right. Yeah, right. Now, I seen this recently. Recently, they just said that they still have a problem because they want to hold his artifacts. Well, is that, I mean, you over there now, what's the vibe with all that? Because that's big news. I got that out of Africa.
Yeah, with that right now, the new year is September 12th. So after the new year, I got two national interviews. And basically, I'm about to go out and pretty much make Britain announce that my great-grandfather did not die at the time and his death was fake. And so that way I can be able to bring in the artifacts, being of that bloodline. being of a direct descendant, which is going to tip the scales because they also have a prophecy of a king from the Tejos, which they say was a prince, is in their Bibles, actually also in the Quran over here, that this moment will come back. So that's why I'm sitting up here where I'm at right now. So the prince, his body's not there. The king at during the time was requesting for the prince to come back. The Queen Victoria, who is half Abyssinian, she got letters from the other king and letters that was written in them heart. And so what she did, she protected him and staged his death and sent him to Palestine in 1879, and he stayed there till 1919, and then went to Ethiopia from 1919, and then went to America in 1927. All right, so I got bloodline traits and more rights than anybody currently over there in Israel because of my great-grandfather that stepped on that soil before the so-called Khazarians, everybody came.
Right. Now, we're going to get more of that because I remember, you've been sending stuff. I'll be looking stuff up. I told you, they even got a temple big time in Georgia. This is a big story in Africa right now. And the takeovers, yes, they got a young guy now, very young. I think he's from one of them countries Fosse.
Niger. Niger.
Yeah. This guy, thank you, sir. Thank y'all. Please help me when necessary. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. He taking over. He looks like he ain't playing. He young. I said, man, it's about to get go live. And again, they all connected to different groups. China is helping these people. I look up the money line to these people. All you got to do is look up who funded them. You find out they got the mining rights are still in some of the Asian people's hands based on the fact that they build a military bases over in China and in Africa as well. What? Give us one a point to that, and I'm gonna take some more calls because I want to get with you offline, and we can set up stuff because you can send me some stuff that you're doing over there because that is amazing. I told you, can't you get us a flight? Get me a cheap flight, man. I need to come out there. They got the most beautiful women in the world is around Madagascar and Ethiopia. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Man, I tell you what.
Go ahead. You
get over here. I have a home. I have a room, and that's all you have to say. Ain't no problem.
Hey, We're gonna talk offline. But let's make it happen. Again, I want y'all to look up Africa News. All you Pan, I told you the door stops at Pan African for some people, but they don't go deep into that door. That Pan Africanism. And let me let y'all know something. Africa already know they rich. Did y'all not hear one of the kings? I put it, it came to me. I sent it out. He said, if y'all got U.S. monies, y'all best to get out of it soon. I seen the video. Y'all seen the video. A president telling his people in Africa, if you're holding on U.S. dollars, I suggest you get out of it. And I just told you earlier today, well, all the chaos is going on. The Rothschilds switched out of the dollar already. They're already in precious metals, just like the Bible story.
Two more points I want to bring up real quick. China power is going to be overthrown soon, so that agreement ain't going to last too long. But I'll give you details.
Yeah, give me details. Yeah, give me some stuff on it.
One of my books I sent you where I have like a gold outfit with the red on with the hood on, right?
Yes.
Jay-Z and them got a movie coming out called The Book of Clarence, and their portrayal of Jesus is in the same outfit I'm wearing on my book cover. Never before have I seen Jesus wearing a red hood with the we call it Kaaba, but he's wearing one, and y'all can go look it up online, and then with my book titles, you can see I'm wearing it.
It was called Ruby Red. I remember, and you had it on, and again, now, Jay-Z and them definitely know what's going on now, and also could they be talking about Clarence 13X? You know, they try to portray that also in some of them analogs. So this is going to be interesting. Keep it up, bro. Don't stop. Do your destiny. Like I say, you're doing what you're supposed to do to fulfill your destiny, and hopefully many others at the time with this. Let me get some more callers. But hold on, before we get some more callers,
okay?
Let me take a quick break. Quick break, because y'all rolling so hard today. It's unbelievable. Y'all take a break. You see how many people we got on this line? The lines is rolling. I'm trying to get everybody on and get everybody some more time back on the clock so we can get it going. But you got to realize your area, where you live at, is a zip code. You best to learn how government really works now, because again, your life is your life. You better treasure it. We'll be right back. Coming in 8554, you are next, and then everybody on the board has been silenced. We go into the next phase where we get question and answer service from y'all out there listening, and let's get it on. Now, again, I ain't here to scare nobody. Fear is not what it's about. It's called intelligentsia. You are learning to hear what you don't hear on a normal basis. Take it, feed it, and fuck the fake news. People who listen to the fake news, news that don't mean nothing. If you got people listening to outside of this voice, if they correspond with your reality, it's all good. Because that's going to be your reality. The reality of everybody on this line will not be the same. Obviously. That's just common sense. But like my man always says, common sense is actually common. Now, I've told you, we have just looked at all that y'all been saying. It comes to the fact that we're looking at a group that is now identified and never identified with our people. Meaning that we have our own secret intelligentsia out there that's doing just as wrong to our people. Many of you out there already know this. So this is for those who are listening, because there's a lot of people listening. And you have to realize that you are already censored. We have allowed it. If your local government does not hold any public hearings and all that stuff for the people to hear what they're doing, you are already overtaken. That's just it. So you're already living without knowing what's really going to happen. So we all on same pace. We're on the same page. But we're gonna put some ground floor on this right quick. You cannot go into what my man just said. Y'all all say y'all spiritual. Y'all look in the mirror. How does this happen? This ain't even talked about this group of people right here. Hardly ever. Unless you go on programs like this, deprogram, reprogram.
you grew up in the United States, you more than likely have heard of the Civil Rights Movement of the 1950s and 60s, and leaders like Martin Luther King Jr., Rosa Parks, or Malcolm X. But a large black communist movement also existed in the United States in the 1920s through the 1940s. And today there are other contemporary black communist and socialist groups, like the Black Socialists in America, or the African People's Socialist Party, that advocate for black liberation through socialist restructuring instead of liberal reforms like the ones pushed for in the Civil Rights Movement that ultimately didn't end the oppression of black Americans and other minority groups. It's no mystery why these black communist groups, which were so integral in achieving workers' rights and pushing for true liberation, are seldom mentioned in mainstream social studies education. For one, the United States was in an ideological war with communism through most of the 1900s, and two, most of these groups were not advocating for the peaceful or unifying reforms, but rather defensive tactics and separation from the white-ruled United States. Prominent black communist leader and writer Harry Haywood wrote in his 1957 article titled, "For a Revolutionary Position on the Negro Question," "The Negro question can only be solved by giving the land to the Negro soil toiler, whose labor has paid for it 1,000 times over. The Negro question can only be solved on the basis of full development of the Negro nation in the Deep South under socialism. The advent of imperialism precluded the possibility of peaceful, democratic fusion of the Negro people into a single American nation, along with whites," Haywood said. Of course, it's important to note that the position of black separation was more understandable and more popular given the even more robust oppression black Americans in the South faced through most of the 1800s and 1900s. It's also important to draw some distinctions between black nationalism and black separatism. While activists from both of these ideologies believed in black pride, cultural identity, and advocated for justice and the end of oppression, black separatists like Haywood did not believe black Americans could ever coexist within the oppressive system set up in the U.S. It was a radical position, but if you read any works on the violence faced by black Americans in the South after emancipation, it's hard not to sympathize with this position. Besides the well-known Black Panther Party that was founded in the 1960s as a revolutionary socialist organization, other groups existed well before the Black Panthers, including the African Blood Brotherhood, founded in New York City in 1919, and the Alabama Communist Party, founded in the 1920s. The latter, and its vital role in increasing wages, resisting white supremacy, and pushing back against the injustices of race-based capitalism in the South, is well documented in the book Hammer and Hoe, Alabama Communists During the Great Depression, by UCLA professor and historian Robin Kelly. In a 2010 interview with NPR, Kelly outlined how the Communist Party in Alabama used secretive tactics and accomplished feats like securing water and electricity supplies for black Americans and intimidating landlords who tried to evict black tenants.
But in Alabama, they do little secret things like if the water was turned off, communists would figure out a way to turn the water back on. Or if the electricity was turned off, they used jumper cables to run electricity. Or if someone got evicted from their home, the communists as a group would go to the landlord and say, "Look, you have a choice. You can either put that guy or that family back into their house, or the next day your house may turn into firewood." So there may not be huge victories, but I know one thing. The infrastructure that was laid for what becomes the Civil Rights Movement in Alabama was laid in many ways, not entirely, by the Communist Party.
And the reason so many black Americans were drawn to communism wasn't necessarily related to strict belief in or understanding of leftist ideology. In the 1920s and 1930s, black illiteracy rates in the U.S. were hovering around 20%, and in the South they were even higher, and few had picked up a copy of the Communist Manifesto. But it didn't take reading theory to understand capitalism was oppressive in nature, while communism offered true equality, regardless of race. Communist Party activist Angelo Herndon remarked, "We were called comrades without condescension or patronage. Better yet, we were treated like equals and brothers." Herndon was notable.
Now, I only played that little bit because we want to get y'all hot on this because we got to play a antithesis. Now, y'all heard that. Ain't that the primordial seed to Pan-Africanism to make us say that, okay, we are oppressed. We are this. We are that. That's what drew me into it. Yeah, and all of a sudden, when I started looking at the financial records, I'm like, wait a minute. It took a long time before I said, Maybe I should look at somebody. Of course, I learn from everybody. Somebody told me one day, I don't know what it was, a lecture. So you need to look at the financial records of these groups. So, hey, okay. Let me come to find out. These groups are financed by Khazarian Bolsheviks. They have created the Bolsheviks into indigenous Black America by preying on everything. Seems good, like Labor Day. That's why I'm doing this program. Labor Day is really about you and the farmers and people who toil the land. Now today, I know y'all older and we getting older, but back then, yeah, it was our people. Yeah, our people was definitely going to be farming some farmlands for sure back in the day. I born for sure, for sure. But gradually, y'all remember when El Sharpton, my brother who spoke earlier about Richmond, remember El Sharpton? I love that song, Richmond, Richman to Richmond. Remember when El Sharpton said he got with Vicente Fox or was it Jesse Jackson? Got with Vicente Fox in California. And Vicente Fox told him to his face, our people do jobs that your people don't do no more. Y'all remember that? No. Now, when he said that, my young mind said, wow, that's deep. So he's saying it didn't click till I started riding through them countries, size of the day. I'm seeing Mexican picking cotton. I'm seeing Nicaraguans. All kind of mugs is picking cotton today. Now, I want y'all to talk to me about the reality level of what you're seeing from the past to what we see in the present. Remember, that's the matrix, past, present, and future. Past, yeah, it was us. Yeah, well, no doubt about it. But the present? Let's talk about the present right now. We all heard what we went through. Tell me now what you see. Can your eyes perceive that magnitude of time? Let me go to 8554. Can you really see the magnitude of time change? 8554, make your statement, what you want to say, and then answer that question.
Okay. I'm going to read you something real quick. This
go
is
ahead,
related
brother.
To the clip you just played. I didn't mean to do it, but it you played the clip, so I got to go there. The eminent gentleman who is the general agent of the Peabody Education Fund, Dr. Curie of Virginia, spoke wisely when he said to the legislator of Alabama, quote, as a man, a patriot, a Christian, I have labored for the elevation of the Negro. No, I have been entirely unselfish, for I know that we are bound hand and foot to the lowest stratum of society. If the Negroes remain as co-occupants of the land and of co-society, and second-class citizens of the United States, and if we do not lift them up, they will drag us down to industrial bankruptcy, social degradation, and political corruption.
Mm.
This is on page 9, taken from the book, The First Mohawk Conference on the Negro Question, held in Lake Mohawk, Ulster County, New York. June 4th, 5th, 6th, 1890, reported and edited by Isabel C. Burroughs. Now, one of the key players of this conference was a retired United States Army military intelligence general, Samuel Armstrong. Guess where he's from? Hawaii.
Oh! Can we make this up? No, we can't make this up.
So you make the connection with him and Booker T. Washington and that so-called black school they created together. Or actually he created, Booker T. Washington was basically like, I don't know, the principal of it.
Yeah.
So it goes back to what you were saying earlier as far as, well, the education piece. Where did the money come from? Who really ran these schools?
Right. Rockefeller's financed the Tuskegee, everything. It's documented.
Rockefeller, Peabody.
The list goes on and on and on and on, like the break of dawn, for sure. I would just say this, too. I'm so glad to say with us because you've been missing that. Brother Tariq, thank you for some love because he sent me that. Also, this is very deep what you just said about all that, because New York State, you got the Iroquois Nation. They got Confederacy. All through their state, everything, racial, everything is Native American name. Now, this is all through Illinois and everywhere. We're getting into all this today because it makes sense now all of a sudden. These treaties, again, I don't know how they got away with them. I don't understand how they who sat down, but I know that there is some black faces on all this that I see. From sea to sign to sea.
I'm glad you said black faces, because Robert X has been doing a series for the past month called White Supremacy and Blackface.
Yeah.
Are the major players who are so-called black or in blackface that helping these globalists? Going back to the point Brother Kwame made about the different agendas and everything, we're dealing with sustainable development. The Great Reset,
that's whatever you might have. Yeah, make it easy on everybody. It's in everybody's jurisdiction.
Right, we're just going to make it easy for everybody. Now, you mentioned, a couple more things. You mentioned about who's leading the nation now with murders and everything. Now, I got an article, well, I'm not going to read it, but going back to last year, stating that as far as here in Tennessee, at the time, Memphis was ranked 11th as far as declining murders in the nation, and Nashville was ranked 21st. Now,
yes,
Nashville is the state capital of Tennessee here. But now, a lot of people don't know, Memphis is not the biggest city in Tennessee. It's actually Nashville. But as far as the heavy populated city, it's Memphis. As of right now, and I think the numbers are changing, Memphis is about, 62% black, 27% white. See, here's the thing. A lot of people don't want to talk to us, but that's too damn bad. Who's doing all the killing? Who's doing all the carjacking? Who's
right.
out here stealing all these cars?
Right, right.
Where's the accountability?
Exactly.
Where's the home train? Nobody want to ask some questions, don't want to talk about it. Blame the fucking white man all the time.
Yeah. And let me be honest with you. That's why I'm glad you brought that up, because that's close to heart there.
Because the same shit is happening in Chicago.
Yeah. Now vindication.
All they see is pale. All they see is pale, and when you see is pale, which is black, you hypnotize.
You hypnotize. Everything is black on TV. Bad. Now look at Chicago. Hold on. Vindication to you, brother. Did you see now the citizens of the area that you've been saying for years? Now speaking out about the immigration, going off. They got town meetings. I be seeing all kinds of stuff. I'll go and look at it. I say, God, they getting
it's too goddamn late. Those people in Chicago voted for that shit.
Right now.
It's too late. It's done.
Now, you took us to another level. I told you I wanted to go there. Thank you for doing it. Just stay with me. You see, what happened.
And that Mayor Brandon Johnson, who's got
you.
Into the school union, he's nothing but a stooge for Governor Pritzker.
Pritzker
is a globalist.
Yeah, do you see the answers that these people are giving us as people? And we know we're smarter than this now. We can't be talking about a man saying when something's tore up, it's just don't call it a mob, call it a gathering. Now, a gathering with a what? The lynch, the steak. I'm going to tell you how the Ku Klux Klan works. I told you it's a circle, and the circle just reverberates. It's like a boom, it goes back, boom, back, Ku Klux. Now, think about it. They say that you could do vigilante stuff now, burn up shit when you want, tear up stuff when you want. The same shit they used to do to us. And guess why they use it still lynching us? Because they do it in our zip code. They don't lynch in Beverly Hills. They lynch in a certain zip code, and they go so far out before they stop. That's where the real police come in. Don't get it twisted. You on the Swati style. Now, we're going to get there. I hope y'all ready. I thought we're going to the next level now. Next level.
Oh, one more thing, bro. There's an article that dropped the end of August. Came out, it popped up today. So it talks about what the title of it says. Right before Lahaina was destroyed, Hawaii Governor Josh Green issued questionable emergency housing proclamation allowing Maui landlords to evict tenants and cash in.
Yep.
A sudden wave of evictions taking place in Maui right now has many local residents expressing anger and suspicion over the strange and convenient timing of it. Just 3 weeks before the wildfires hit, Hawaii Governor Josh Green signed an emergency housing proclamation that Jesse Waters of Fox News says was a pre-planned ploy to pad the pockets of landlords and property developers while wrecking renters.
You just heard the same
you
thing.
You look at the problem in and then go out. Not the opposite.
Yeah, because right now we see the same thing that happened to Queen Illuminati. I'm saying it wrong. Did I say Queen Illuminati? I'm sorry. Damn, messed up one up. Queen Illuminati. Just think about what you're listening to when you see these names too. Loki. You know, I hope y'all listening to yourselves when you say these spells to yourselves.
And season two of Loki's coming out on Disney Plus in October.
Hey, we don't make stuff up on the Helios. It's all about the facts, y'all. We're going to give it to you like way it is. Now, Chief Judge Joe Brown will be on the program with Sister Antoinette. Much love to her. She always getting the best. I don't know how she do it, but she's doing it. Again, let's ask Judge. I mean, come on. He running for mayor. Get on the program just of the 9th. What a day, the 9th. And a lot of feedback because he did the case. You remember, he was on Fox. He did the show on Fox as a judge if they would redo the Biden case. So basically, he gave you the hidden hand of what is to come. I think they'll like me on the show. They say I stay too. All I want to know is you was on Fox. You did the whole case of trying Hunter Biden. I know you got to know who the cocaine is. Now, right then and there should be something that y'all should think about, y'all. I'm about to go into everything we talked about in a synoptic overview that we can get into a final discussion on this last piece. Yeah, all y'all valid, and no, what can I say? Those who heard this program, teachers, listening today, you can take every one of these individuals and make a history curriculum out of it if you really want to teach our children, if you really do, or male, all y'all, everything you heard today.
At this point, if you don't teach your children, don't expect the public school system to do
it. That's my point.
And you're seeing the results right now.
Seeing the results right now. Can't read, rate, can't do math.
No, that's just a daycare for your kids to go to while you go to work or do whatever you think you need to do.
Or sit up on your ass on YouTube all day live streaming.
Yeah.
Begging for cash apps.
Yeah, thank you, sister. Thank you, bro. Because that's a fact. Those are things that need to be brought up. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. Law's been passed. I didn't know that, but being in B-Lo recently, brothers got to September. I'm making this clear to Buffalo. You got to September, I think the 15th I heard, before all of your, you got to give up all of your information to get what ammo after that date. Hope will put that in. I had to put that out there. I said, this is a gun. Now, y'all voted for it. Yeah. Now, I'm going to show y'all some tricks here.
That's a lie. They put that woman in there.
I know. But when I talk to black people on a level where they don't know how I really think, they are okay with that shit. They think this chick was, I mean, I have seen black people at different events. And y'all know I go out. I've seen them at a lot of events. And we talking and stuff. And I say they be saying they don't have a clue to immigration. Don't have no clue. Go ahead.
Judge Brown, it seems like he has had a switch. he was a Democrat. He's claiming to be independent now. But I was watching these little young kids, and I got to send you this video. Young little four black men promoting their clothing wear, but they, bringing in a little politics. So they throw in Judge Brown on how he debunks the Democrats' racism theories. And I kind of blew my mind. So looking at Judge, if you look at 6 months ago, he was, he wasn't on Trump's team as far as, what the Democrats are, what they're doing to them right now. Yeah. So that was kind of strange that
he switched
party like that.
So I'm going to ask this. I hope y'all listen because that's going to be a hot show. Judge Joe Brown with Antoinette on the 9th of this month. Y'all get down with that one because he's very influential. He is a judge. There's a book of the Bible called The Judges. I hope y'all have read it and understood it quite.
He was $25 million. He
yeah,
was broke.
I don't know what to tell anybody, but all I can tell you is that should be a good one. I'll be listening for sure. And again, Hunter Biden, this case, I want y'all to know that the fantasy land that we all just talked about, even with Africa, how do y'all know that's real? I want y'all to listen to yourself today and then replay it to yourself. You don't have to worry about it. And then do the 50-50. Y'all, we're going to debunk some of our own people as well on some of the things that are being still promoted within the black community. Sometimes you just have to go to a place and say, hey, have a good time. Don't get caught up in the politics at the time. It's a time and place for all that shit. For the fact I say that is because most black events are democratically induced, period. That's just a fact. If you say
I've been here since April. People still walking around, driving around in masks and Teslas. Think about that for a minute.
Yeah, Teslas.
Black and white people.
Right.
And you got over what, 18? Last time I checked, I think it was like 18, 19 candidates. Maybe they dropped a little bit, is running for mayor. Who do you think is going to win?
And then to get the cars, everybody.
They spraying heavy in Tennessee, right?
Why you think all of a sudden this so-called uptick of COVID and it started then people getting sick?
Yeah, they spraying
people
everywhere.
People are not critically thinking.
They're not right. Now, again, without y'all listening, this is war room talk because basically we're looking at every aspect of what they're talking about, even in all your religious beliefs. If the black people... Even if you don't believe, I don't care if you're a Democrat, whatever you are, but just look at the percent of your conversations with your immediate circles of people. You would tell they are democratically induced. There's no way that you could bring up one president name and they go into a tirade as the worst. It'd be like, wow, this is really weird. And then
they
realize,
get fucking angry when you mention Trump. They go
right.
Ballistic.
Yes.
They go
wait,
berserk.
And even if you didn't vote for Trump, they automatically say, oh, you need to stop because, you know, you Trumpers. I was like, huh?
Right.
I didn't vote for none of y'all characters, but...
Right.
I'm glad you said that. Begs the question again. Who the fuck is your real enemy? They're the people
in.
You need to watch.
Yeah.
Right. Now, that's my point. I'm trying to tell everybody. Thank you. I ain't got to say it. Y'all can see. Now, here's where it gets crazy. I just want y'all to see these scenarios so y'all won't be looking crazy if they come up. What keeps you off guard if your mind don't know it can happen. When your mind know it can happen, you kind of have a plan that you should save for yourself. But nonetheless, let's think about the people who will act a living fucking fool. They can't have an election. Now, that's the scenario that I'm going to put out there today for you out there. And you know why I say it? When I see things that say craziness, they will make them because when you got to realize y'all just said it yourself on this program. Every one of y'all said they got weapons. Y'all heard it on this program. We played the president with facts. So we don't sound delusional. I play the actual president, two presidents that actually tells you themselves during the civil rights movement that we got weapons and we're going to have some satellites and shit. And they all like, whoa, I'm trying to tell you something ain't right with that picture either. When our black people at the time never act like they heard that. I guarantee you many blacks didn't even hear that they knew Kennedy said that this. Now, they killed this dude. They killed a lot of us. And many of you on this line, I don't know what's coming because...
One of them was killed here in Memphis.
Yeah. A lot of
Jesse Jackson was next to him. Keep going.
Yep. Big time scenarios have taken place. And Bob Marley is right. We watched them kill the prophets and, hey, we just keep on marching on. Again,
dry bones.
Go ahead. Somebody help me. I'm looking for this tape.
Hey, I just want to comment on that technology part of the military. I know I got a family member that was in the Air Force. He said they can fly over your city and get every phone call every word call, every text call.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have that.
That's right. That's
they
right.
Just fly
mm-hmm.
over the,
yep.
They can just fly over anybody that's using cellular communication. They can say exactly what you done said, where you done been, what you about to do. So
right.
They got a plane for that. So
right.
Imagine that.
Now, imagine that, and I'm glad you said that because, again, Bill Clinton was the one who apologized to Hawaii. I want to put the present together before we go any further. Bill Clinton, when they finally got together, they let Bill Clinton sign Hawaii in. Just look at the families behind them when you look at this picture. And I put a picture up on Facebook with all of them together. Alania's with them. The only one ain't with them is Trump. Everybody together, the Bushes, the Clintons, Daddy Bush before he died, all of them were together. The only one wasn't with that picture I put on Facebook, those who seen it, was Trump. Now, I said to myself, that is weird as hell. What kind of game they playing with us up here? And I start watching The Simpsons. That's how I know we got to be brought down to kid level. I watched The Simpsons one day. And they had the crazy clown and all this shit. Trump was the crazy. I said, this is some crazy shit. I said, oh, man, ain't this crazy how they could just put together the scenario right before our very eyes. So when I went to the
drive.
Go ahead. Make a point. Go ahead. I'm going to
say. Yeah, the brother was talking about the plane. But, see, this is what's happening over in Niger. That is two strategic United States drone bases that are there in Niger. And the government is telling them they got to get out of Niger, telling United States, telling Biden, you got to get your bases out of our country.
And what about the French? They in there.
Them also.
Both of them.
That's
yeah.
what they're doing. And the
yeah,
thing
the
is.
French.
Yo, this is a whole video game I played. What you just described is a whole video game.
Video game,
I
yeah.
actually played. And
yep.
I'm trying to think if it's like the filter or. It's a Clancy video game. I
now he's with them. Clancy, all you out there listening.
With
Clancy
Niger about
yeah.
them telling
yep.
them to get their
yep.
base out and all of
yep.
that stuff.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Now hold on. I'm telling you, when you see the dude, he look like he is a video game commander. He young, look like he whoop your ass, like he don't play and shit, like he don't. Now I'm telling y'all, this is why. We've been saying this for a long time. Nothing to do under the sun. But I just tell people, it's your time when you found out about it. But, man, we don't found out, but they was using robots a long time ago. Believe that by watching TV. Anybody watch TV knew robots had to come into the equation. As a kid, we watching Rosie the Robot as a kid. And now I get to see Rosie as a doll, and I get to see her grow. Now you know how they have already set this up. It's so easy. And then you feed your own kids the bullshit. And then you have to come back and say, oh, I was wrong. Many parents won't do that. I know I did. I knew we lied. All that we taught was a big fucking lie. Because, first of all, think about this. They're making robots. The minerals needed in Africa. For the transmission. I'm going to show you how this is a Clancy movie. We've been played. They kill off every leader. But when you watch, when you read the story, go into the African story of hearing it from themselves, not some damn shit that we reading over here, you be finding, man, they family members be turning on them. So go look that shit up then before you come to me about what's going on in Africa. Because what's going on in Africa, their families are fighting. You ain't got nothing to do with it in America. That's the first thing I say is fake news. That you got something to do with the African fruit. No, you don't. What Africa going to do for you in America is going to be the biggest farce of
better worry about what's going on in your own family. Start it.
Right.
Well, how long the same? Start in your front yard and your back work and then work out.
Right. We've been so, that's why I just played, I said 50-50. How much can we believe in the African shit? Can we really believe all that shit too? What 50% need to be thrown the fuck out and start anew? Because, first of all, I looked up the treaties that the Moors and all them gave me back in the day, the Yahweh, all that shit I should look up. Find out I got my own archives, said them, but they gave. They act like they don't resist them. I could sworn I seen their names on the treaties. Everybody
wow.
on the treaties, the Iroquois, everybody got their name. So what are y'all talking about today? That's why you can't get out of this. You signed your name over to it. See, that's why I said.
And how is they going to make the U.S. get out of there?
Where
did they get all of this? Where did they get all this firepower from?
Firepower.
Because you in the picture.
Russia.
Now, y'all got to think now. Think of the scenario.
They
I'm not going to
from Russia.
Either, but just think
Russia.
About the scenario.
I just said earlier, Russian with them.
Getting the firepower
Russian
from.
Is backing them.
Right.
Oh,
because,
okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right. It's Russia. Once you look at Russia, I just said earlier, I gave all the clues earlier. I mean, the clue is.
And then who's with Russia?
Right.
Follow the trail.
Follow
the money.
And then right. go to the yeah, go, right. Then you go to the schools, all the schools that brother D, you've been saying all the books. It's in these books if y'all really read. I mean, most of y'all have. I'm not gonna say, but y'all got to put the connection of these books, the bibliographies, where they're getting them from, because all these books got somewhere they got their source of information from. So when you start analyzing all the information, you can do it easily through the computer now, and you find, well, wait a minute, it's some secret shit more, because they know that they're gonna put one in there and you ain't gonna look up. And the one you ain't going to look up is the one that got the black people in it. They ain't going to look that up. You've been told not to look that up mentally because your mind's so busy looking up white people that you have skipped over everything we have done. It just demise.
Who funding Fannie Willis, that district attorney in Georgia?
In Georgia.
Somebody answer me that question.
Soros, George Soros. All of them, here's a white guy. Now, here's how you know black people got to be on some psychotic dimension. Now, you already claim you hate it. I mean, if I was a Farrakhan, if I was a Farrakhan a clone, I would be like, the Jews is bad. But then I find out later on in life that they was financed by ADL. And then if you love Scientology, these people are really radical. And you know, so I'm trying to figure out why is the money trail being, because that is, I told you earlier, you worship him. Sex and money. Now, here's why I know we do this. This ain't nothing new. The Patriot Act been out how long, y'all? How long the Patriot Act been out? How long? Since Bush. Now, I used to teach the Patriot Act. Everybody know me when I was going.
And who's been winning the Super Bowl since after the Patriot Act?
Yeah, the Patriots. Patriots.
Number 12, Tom Brady. Come on.
And the brother just put the trail to you. He said, Adams, all them, he sold all them went to Israel. On anti-Semitism. Now, right there, you got to ask yourself something, huh? And if this is nobody on this line is total factuality. Nothing I can find out and say, damn, they hit on all points. If I wanted to find a lie, I couldn't find it. That's why I hate lies. That's why I'm a lover of lies. That's the only way I would go along with anything against anything y'all said.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the reality of it, too. This was out. Black folks was truly was not even Democratic. I'm going to prove something today. They weren't even Democratic. President was Bush. Y'all hated Bush. Black folks hated Bush. I hated Bush. Because I had
Kanye
read.
Kanye hated Bush.
Yeah, but I had read. I had reason to hate. Because I'm in the court where my mind. I'm looking beyond him. He on another level. That man was a well-known Nazi. This is a fact. That family is of the Nazi regime. They took pledges. You could tell. All you got to do is look at their history. They ain't lying. They got a whole litany of them having regime. Now, again, I asked you who was the number one killer early in this program. I wish we played the money game still. The number one killer was not Hitler. Number one killer. Brother, Tariq or Brother Kwame sent me something on the black people who helped Oppenheimer. Did y'all know that black people helped Oppenheimer, the major scientist behind the infusion of the
there were.
Yeah. Go ahead, look it up. I think it's Brother Tariq or Brother Kwame. Yeah, one of y'all two sent that.
I sent it to you, and that was the Manhattan Project.
Manhattan Project.
Right, the Manhattan Project. There were four black scientists from the University of Chicago, and one of the youngest. You can look on the Manhattan Project, African Americans and the African Americans and the Manhattan Project. You can look it up. And
one of the youngest PhDs. He was 19 years old. His name was Wilkins. And then you had the other one who was a specialist of uranium. This is what Oppenheimer, he was in the movie. They had him running around in the background. But William Knox was a specialist. He was the one who provided the valuable uranium enriched that they used, because right there where there were over 7,000, well, 15,000 in all. And right there in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, where you're at there, I mean, there
mm-hmm.
is where they were putting this together. They were laborers and workers. But then in New York and Chicago, these were the places where they were putting together the science of the bomb with Oppenheimer.
Now, when you said that, I looked at that. I said, oh, my goodness. So I started looking up again. Money trail. Ain't no way. Finances, once you get to a certain level, you got to be financed to keep your certification and all this stuff going. So you got to wonder why they don't show stories of that. These are high-level pioneers in the elite of science of supposedly killing the second most people on the planet Earth. Think about that. Don't look at it all the time as, oh, they're the greatest. Yeah, they're the greatest. They are. They were the greatest in helping kill the second most amount of people. How that sound in facts? See, I love facts. Because I'm bringing it from
and
the dark
get
side.
The Nobel Peace Prize, Peace Prize that they give to people for doing things great. Why did Nobel create that? Because he created dynamite.
Yeah. The explosion, the killing. I'm just trying to put it all together for everybody because I ain't that bright. Now, here's going to be a good one here. Now, I remember this clearly. I kept telling people, that's when I first got into realizing that, man, if our people don't wake up to this, boy, it's going to be something unbelievable. Just listen to this. I mean, just listen to what this is in. I mean, it's not even that far. And look how far gone this has gone.
Right now, in America, someone is keeping a record of every call you make, who you call and who calls you, when you talked, and for how long. These records go back for years, and they can obtain this information on you or anyone else, and you'll never know. Someone is watching. That someone is the United States government. But how did this happen in a country where the Constitution protects people's right to be secure against unreasonable searches? And even more importantly, what can you do about it? This is the United States Congress just hours after the 9/11 attacks. Like everyone else in the country, they're in shock and they don't know what will happen next. They only know one thing. They need to do something. Fast. The next month, Congress receives the Patriot Act, a 342-page document. The Attorney General, John Ashcroft, tells Congress they should pass this anti-terrorism bill in a week.
Virtually no one in this chamber have any idea what's in that bill. Why should we care? Well, it's only the Constitution. It's only individual liberty at stake.
The Patriot Act is signed into law just 3 days after it was introduced. Worse, very deep inside the Patriot Act were provisions that sounded harmless, but were anything but, like Section 215. Its supporters claimed it would help the FBI find the bad guys. But over a decade later, the NSA and the FBI are misusing Section 215 to sweep up the information of ordinary U.S. citizens. Section 215 lets the government collect tangible things relevant to an authorized investigation. But the government now claims the records of every phone call you make, now and in the future, are a relevant, tangible thing. So Section 215 isn't just for suspected terrorists. The Bush administration claimed, and Obama agreed, that it could be used to get the call records of everyone in the U.S. Most members of Congress didn't know the law was being misused, and the program is overseen by a secret court where everything's classified. And it was this secret court, not Congress and not us, that decided your phone records are now up for grabs. But there is a way to end Section 215 right now. Congress inserted important safeguards into the Patriot Act, sunset clauses, little timers that require Congress to vote again on the most controversial parts, and if they don't, these sections expire. In June of this year, Section 215 has a sunset clause that's coming to an end. That means Congress has a chance to stop this secret program. We need your help. If we do nothing, Congress could renew this section of the Patriot Act. But if you speak out, we can stop them. Contact Congress.
Now, I'm going to go. We got one more call. He's been hanging long. 1-6.
Problem, reaction, solution. That's all what that is.
Yeah, 1-6-5-4. Yeah, you see how they preying on your inability to react in a timely fashion. That's all it's about. They know.
So they going to do it for you.
Yeah, so they give you escape clauses. Almost like a game, y'all. We give them escape clauses so we can't be held accountable. And I thought you ain't comprehending, because that goes with the fact, which y'all said earlier, sometimes you get too complacent. That's why I say 50-50. 50 of what the world doing, 50 of what you doing. Because if you get too complacent and all you want is ackee fish and salt and callaloo and all this stuff and gingerbread and all that, and we want beans and rice and we want pizzas and hot wings, we want stuff, that's fine. But your mind, it can't be too complacent when you don't know your money. What day? Just think about if you're over 50. Just think about if you forget, I got to make sure I keep whatever I got. If I overextend myself, they putting in laws to take my shit ASAP. And they only doing this because you ain't paying attention, because they got you with the COVID. Remember, y'all didn't think y'all had to pay. We put the dude on the show, Brother Esquire. Thank you, Brother Esquire. Vindication 1,000 times. He warned y'all on the show here that they're going to come after you in COVID. Lo and behold, we have people we know, everybody around us, we're going to keep our money. Okay, you're going to, because you've been listening. So you got people telling you you're going to beat the government and all this shit ain't got no plan for you. I ain't going to be that type of person. You ain't going to
beat nothing. Why do you think they weaponized the IRS?
Right.
Yeah, I ain't got no.
Thank you. Now, y'all watch this Black Phone.
I don't have drones. I don't have the robots behind me protecting me, you know, against them.
That's
they got all that against. We helped them build that to work against us. Remember?
Yeah,
we helped them build that shit so they can use it against us. We help them build lasers. We help them build spies. We every day we helping them build weapons. We're doing all these magical tricks in the pilot with NASA and all this stuff, you know. Over there at CERN and opening up holes and stuff and letting other beings in and out and in and out and out, you know, just getting royally.
And Nigeria over there. Now, I just want y'all to look at the scientists. I know y'all won't do this, but just look up the scientists that have been killed. I go all day long, but it was three in this country that was black. Y'all ain't do shit. Y'all ain't do shit. They got found. Remember one was CDC was going to tell? He floating in Atlanta and shit. I'm going to show y'all how crazy y'all are out here, how the fake news really works. Obama had the chef killed. The chef killed. Dead. I can't prove Obama killed, but at least let the news do some.
Keep telling people in Chicago, Obama is not from Chicago. He's from Hawaii.
He's from Hawaii. Thank you.
And he got property in Hawaii.
Let's put the connection together, y'all. Let's put the connection together here. Now,
make sure
I'm
y'all paint your houses blue. Okay? Yeah. Everybody that's in that land, that's where wildfires can just come up out of anywhere, paint it blue. Now, if a wildfire happened in Buffalo, I'm done. Where would that? How would that happen? Please tell me, because they better not say the electrical lines, because we didn't have electrical lines fall down through blizzards and ain't start no fire.
I'm glad you put that together. Now y'all heard that. That cannot happen. Again, it would look
stupid,
wouldn't it? That'd be unbelievable. Yeah, go ahead. Somebody. I heard you, Brother Paul.
What she's saying is pretty much true, but the thing that you got to look at, what's now going to stop those Arctic winds that come through Canada that would hit those forests? Millions of acres of forest land is no longer there. What's going to stop those Arctic winds from hitting down the east coast of New York?
Ain't nothing slow that storm down. Yeah, them trees still slow.
Right. That's why we got to prepare now, because they did that on purpose. They did it on purpose.
A punch bowl.
And they get ready to take that land over there and make it smart now. That's the smart forest they're getting ready to build over there. That they burnt all of that down. That's the beginning of the smart forest. Because I looked it up. That's where they want it.
That's
just
where
like they want the smart island over there in Maui.
You sure sent it?
They are already doing a smart city here in Buffalo.
Yeah, they already doing it.
Yeah, you know. And on the on the west coast of it, the British Columbia, over there with the Yellow Knife people, around Slave Lake, that's the name of the lake. It's called Slave Lake. They're now getting ready to push out all of those indigenous people off their land, talking about chemical warfare.
Oh, man. I told you. I see it.
I told y'all Biden declared war on everybody.
He declared war, right. And right before...
everybody.
Our people are totally...
Under the guise of climate change, a.k.a. sustainable development.
Yes, they under the... And our people act like, I'm telling you, our educators here in Florida, and many of the people, I mean, love... But I mean, I could tell their mindset immediately, they are okay with this particular... new sustainable, where you live under a metro rail, you live under, you know, like New York, we're coming to new New York of the South, and everything's going up, nothing's going back, because if y'all flew here, y'all know the Everglades is pretty big, and ain't no going that way, so they got to put everything up. That's the new decree here, must build up, and they are definitely building up. Out there listening, everybody in your region, I have to say this a bunch of times, because it's no need to fool you, every region going to get a new Hunger Game, because if they could modify the weather, and those you listen for the first time ever, I got 1654. Go ahead, say something right quick. I don't want to take your time. Go ahead. You've been hoping.
Okay. Hello. Hello, Dry Bones. Hello, everyone.
Oh, yes. Antoinette. Go ahead, sister.
Hi, Antoinette.
Good to hear.
Hello. How are you? Okay. I just wanted to invite y'all to come to the show Friday. For Judge Joe Brown, if you look on the description, you'll see his commercial for his barbecue sauce and where you can make donations if you so choose to help him further to get in. The election is in October, so I just want to encourage everyone to come to the show. You know, ask your questions. You know that Judge Joe was very raw.
Yeah, he good.
And he's going to give it to you his way.
That's right.
I hope that I can have him not be so raw. But
no, you're not going to be raw, man. We already know. Don't worry about that. Just do your thing. Get him on there and let him lose like you always do. He said you want to be raw. No, you're not going to be raw. So stop.
No, not me. I don't want him to be too raw.
Yeah, I do. I'm encouraging it. Judge, go off. We need to know everything. That's a good night. Good night, too, Friday. If you ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, and also next week, now I talked to her last night, and she's going to come on again about the banking so that we know what's going on with that. Ms. Brown was a part of the World Bank, and she's retired, but I think that she's bringing a man with her that just retired from the World Bank. So we have been talking about what's going on with the currency and the banking system and different things that we need to do. So
what day she comes? What day she be on? So we can get
what? I got to go back and find out exactly what day it's going to be.
But Friday night, everybody listen. Friday night, Judge Joe Brown. You heard her say it. That's a lot of stuff he got. He did the Hunter Biden thing on Fox. I think he realized what's at stake. If they try to impeach, let's go with that scenario, try to impeach, boy, would that be a scandal like Jack Bauer always say. That's a Jack Bauer scandal out there. All right. Thank you, Sister Anthony. We're going to get back. Let me go here to this next level here because, again, y'all cannot be held. I want y'all to say, we never heard that. Yo, I want y'all to know weather modification is so unbelievably was talked about, that as a young person, I wouldn't have gathered, but luckily I like sci-fi, Dr. Hill, all that great stuff that used to come on. And it used to tell us that, you know, people would take over the earth with, and freeze the earth, Dr. Freeze and shit. You know, seems sci-fi, don't it? Lo and behold, you got Robert Kennedy. I wish Robert Kennedy would come on this program, because we did promote how he came out with the vaccine was outrageous. But to have his family get killed, and then to know that we only know Kennedy for just saying the damn Federal Reserve, man. But we was warned, y'all. We was warned. I don't know what they had us on back then. Maybe Motown was really rolling. They had us eating good food. Remember, we had a pretty more simpler life back then, even though it was crazy. Today,
they made us comfortable is what they did, and that's how we got to us.
Distractions.
That's how we got to us, by making us comfortable.
Make us comfortable, give us the latest in technology. We had record players. Remember, we all of us had the 8-track. We thought we was the shit. Everybody in our hood had to have 8-track when we in your daddy car. We got 8-track.
If you didn't have it, you was getting dogged.
7-4
on the problem. That was our problem.
Hold on. I want y'all to hear this. They already were warned that they had these weapons in the 60s while Martin Luther King was still alive.
We shall propose further cooperative efforts between all the nations in weather prediction and eventually in weather control.
Remarks the President to the National Academy of Science from Constitution Hall in Washington, D.C., October 22, 1963.
And third, there is the atmosphere itself, the atmosphere in which we live and breathe and which makes life on this planet possible. Scientists have studied the atmosphere for many decades, but its problems continue to defy us. The reasons for our limited progress are obvious. Weather cannot be easily reproduced and observed in the laboratory. It must therefore be studied in all of its violence, wherever it has its way. Here is an oceanography. New scientific tools have become available with modern computers, rockets, and satellites. The time is ripe to harness a variety of disciplines for a concerted attack. And even more than oceanography, the atmospheric sciences require worldwide observation and hence international cooperation. Some of our most successful international efforts have involved the study of the atmosphere. We all know that the World Meteorological Organization has been effective in this field. It is now developing a worldwide weather system to which nations the world over can make their contribution. Such cooperative undertakings can challenge the world's best efforts for decades to come. And fourth, I would mention a problem which I know has greatly concerned many of you. That is our responsibility to control the effects of our own scientific experiments.
Now, for the man told you in 63, I'm only 1 year old.
I wasn't even born yet.
Me neither.
63 made a speech out there listening, telling you that they was going to control weather.
Yes.
How y'all think?
They've been doing it ever since. They just mastered it now.
And now they have mastered it pretty much to a way where we have to question our intelligence now and say, damn, if this could be, yes, it could be. They just told, and you just said that if black people are masterminding like we've seen in Hidden Figures, and I hate to say this, but I hate when our people make movies and the people don't even look nothing like them. Most of them people were very light-skinned. Nothing wrong against light-skinned people, but you make it seem like it was just dark, so dark, and they're not nowhere near the color of these people or look like these people.
It
brings a false intelligence.
But even,
yeah, but go ahead, brother D first.
All right. You memo Minority Report, right? They had those three ladies laid out in that water.
Yes, yes.
That's where they was getting all the information from.
The mines, yes, yes.
But see, that's us. See, that's why one reason they have to attack our minds, because we got that creative mind that been been taking centuries. You know, we've been building for centuries. We actually do have that mind. So that's why it's always the control of the mind. You know what I'm saying? People, you know what I'm saying? From the first time you learn anything and then your people's going to send you somewhere else, that's the start of your fuck up, your mind that you have for your family. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the mind you have first. You don't have only, you only have that mind in your household and your family.
So you send
then you
being
get to a time where they, then you get to a time where they done got so fucked up in their head, they send you off somewhere else. That don't even make sense.
And let's go with that premise on what you just said. Oh, that's like everything else. They send out the Minority Report. That was a good movie. Again, these things like the Patriot Act. And those of you got to make a noise, put yourself on mute if you make a noise. Just do that and come back when you finish. Somebody doing loud talking. Somebody doing loud talking. Come on, please.
Not me.
Not
come
me.
Oh. I'm here talking about ice.
And it's not Brother D.
And Dry Bones.
Oh, that's what that is. Go ahead, sir.
Dry Bones.
Yes.
I have my cousin on the line with me. I just wanted you to know. You can say hello.
Okay. What phone are they on? They on the phone?
My line.
Okay. On your line. On your line. Are they 48? Yeah. Are they 4? Okay. Go ahead. And then.
No, Taz. Okay. I guess he doesn't want to talk.
Okay. All right. Now I just want y'all to know that out there listening for the first time. We play these clips with the coincide with everybody because so you don't most people won't believe their family if we told y'all this up out front. Like, oh yeah, the president said it. Oh, the president said shit like that. Now, I want you to know that they killed him. They killed this guy. The next president that comes in after this, I gotta have y'all hear this. Listen to LBJ. Go ahead.
Yeah, but see, you got to go back to 57 when Eisenhower came out and said about when the Russians launched Sputnik.
Yeah.
And he said that they had to create DARPA, which DARPA was the foundation of creating the WWW.
That's
and
it.
So this was the computer science that he was speaking of in order to create this weather warfare. They first
and he
had
said
to
it,
get
though.
The computer.
But think about it. He said it during the civil rights movement. In the heyday,
yeah.
And we had like no comprehension of the leaders at that time must have been told this is about y'all, but it wasn't about us. This was about right here. All the real money, all the real money went to this. Now I gotta hit Bill BJ because this is the most racist president that our black people was told was gonna be Democrats, and this man was right. Unbelievable, unbelievable.
Man is still the master of his own fate, and I believe that the power of science. And the responsibility of science have offered mankind a new opportunity, not only for intellectual growth, but for moral discipline, not only for the acquisition of knowledge, but for the strengthening of our nerve and our will. We are bound to grope for a time as we grapple with problems without precedent in human history. But wisdom is the child of experience. In the years since man unlocked the power stored within the atom, the world has made progress, halting, but effective, towards bringing that power under human control.
Oppenheimer.
Hitler
has
predicted the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world. And ultimately, to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world.
And fourth, I would mention a problem which I know is greatly concerned.
Now, that is LBJ. After they killed Kennedy, LBJ goes, I think he was at Howard, if I'm not mistaken, but I could be mistaken. But he was at one of them, he had a robe on and everything in the clip, and said, he who controls the weather controls the world. And black folks, you voted for him. And he the one said, I will have niggas voting Democrat for the next 100 years. That's amazing. That is damn sure amazing to me. That they killed the president who told us about it. And then This president tell you the whole story. We got satellites.
Drive by.
Yeah, if that ain't sci-fi, what is? Talk to me, y'all, out there. If that ain't sci-fi,
yeah, drive by. I just sent you the Smithsonian, and they talk about the weather control back in 1954. This was the weapon that they wanted to use against the Cold War and the Russians.
Yeah. But I'm saying, still, even
the James Bond movie from Russia with Love came out in 1963, by the way.
Right. I'm saying, here's a president during a time of our people believing in civil rights. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. If I mean it's out there that they use eugenics against us. I mean, when I look at the litany of stuff that went on in the 60s, to, let's just give it a whole decade, the 72. From 62 to 72 or 60 to 70, man, did they do a hell of a job in this operational thing they put out there in books years ago. That's what I'm saying. They actually was actually on time, if I look at the records, because when they had these old books come out saying they're going to do this, it took time. And then when we get into our mind, we think it's spontaneous. No, it took time. They was right. It was going to take millenniums. It was going to take decades. It sure does. It takes time. We might be dead before we actually see a true so-called liberation, which, again, mm-hmm. what's going to be the term
for
liberation?
But you mentioned LBJ. It's the same thing with Biden. Biden went on to what? Was it the Breakfast Club and said that if you don't vote for him, you ain't black?
You ain't black.
I mean, it's the
but
same
you know,
fail.
But you want to have the Breakfast Club, those of you who are watching that type of stuff, like I do, hit the foolishness of these names. Charlamagne, he got jacked up recently by a few of contemporaries out there because he couldn't explain why we needed reparations. And when he ain't do nothing, it was just amazing, Bill Maher. And then he got hemmed up by Larry Elders on why he would allow somebody white to tell him he ain't black. And he couldn't answer that. So he's with them. My opinion have always been, the facts show that the Breakfast Club is a socialist outlet, period. It's a socialist hip-hop station.
Right.
It's a socialist hip-hop station. It's in your book. You always bring it up. Travis Scott, I love music. But rap music, come on. It's coming out more and more that this psyop that they gave us through rap, that, remember, some of these people wasn't even in gangs. They were college graduates. And today we got a lot of our kids who follow them. Hold on. A lot of our kids who follow these people, I mean wholeheartedly. It's probably in your own family members who wholeheartedly believe that this gang life or this so-called life of what these people perpetuate on a record or video is actually factual. That's the scary part. And I don't know where the parents are at. But go ahead, answer that. What you going to say?
No, I want to ask the question. Now, does this have anything to do with the Masons, you know, as far as them controlling everything?
All the nations. Yes. The nations. Now, that weather machine is used all over the world.
Right. Yeah.
Because right now, Europe is on fire. Europe is on fire. And it says now I want y'all to know, it sounds crazy, but some of these movies that Brother D brought to, Derek brought to, I mean, Spectre, these movies with James Bond is actually showing these are different sectors of the earth being merchant off to those who got the highest bidding for global control. It's not just
it was introduced from that Russia with Love movie back in 1963.
Right,
and then another version came out a little bit within the past 10 years with the last James Bond.
And these movies seem to be taking on personifications of reality, which is a hell of a matrix. Which is a hell of a matrix.
Hey, Derek.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just telling Derek, check your text. Because you're right, because it started in 1953.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No one's not finding it in the 50s. I mean, all I'm telling people is, here's a president. At the 50s, I mean, we were actually in the communist man's mind state. We don't have people on here who said they were in the Communist Party, sisters out of Atlanta and all that. I mean, they took blacks to Russia. We come back. They give us this fictitious thing. Y'all heard this show. I mean, Malcolm X, the black belt did not manifest. I mean, we want to be honest with ourselves. Did the black belt manifest out there listening? Not at all. Not at all. It did not manifest according to the plan. Now, am I wrong? Because I read their literature and found out it did not come to fruition. But I read some people literature, and this shit is on course. Now, what's what I'm supposed to believe out there listening? Think about that one, logically. I'm supposed to believe something that did not manifest, such as the civil rights. But I do see where the New World Order manifests by owning the civil rights. I do see that.
So it's basically you. It's both.
We don't see, because remember, most of us are this generation that's on this phone is a civil rights pro generation, pretty much. So we grew up with that. That's where the Yahweh's come out, the Nation of Islam. All this comes out of that experience. The question to this experience is, what was the manifestation? And right now, that manifestation of owning the state within the state, that ain't manifest. So is it going to manifest? And what will bring it out will be our only conclusion. And I see if that was anarchy, which it seems to be the only thing that could work at this time.
Order out of chaos.
Yeah, that's all I can see. Thank you. I mean, common sense would tell me right now that we in a state where, you know, it's all good, because remember, it's the first time that a technocracy and a robot supposedly, robots is the first time ever going to be amongst us living. So I'm to take it as, how are you going to bring it about? Ain't bring it about nicely, obviously.
You're breaking up really bad, Dry Bones.
Yeah, so the show probably over with. I know it's over with now.
I can still hear you.
Yeah, good. You can still. I'm just out there listening to all y'all there because, again, remember.
Yeah, I'm still here too.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff that we out there talking about, y'all going to be firsthand people on the land.
And you're clear over here. I can hear you pretty clear too.
Yeah, I got y'all lines open, so please dialogue back. I'm just trying to get it to be where we're going to be proactive now, because unfortunately, we're not just dealing with, like, if y'all watch these shows, y'all just as bright as me. Hell, y'all watch these shows. If they could put a show out and the show manifests itself within 5 years of us watching this show, something ain't right.
I mean, you know, Dry Bones, what they're trying to do is do cartoon characters. Over time, they're giving us a little bit of robot movies, how they interact with humans. They're giving us, my daughter sent me over a robot, you know, doing a conference on how they could be better in government. Being, electing a robot in your government over, you know, a human being. So they're trying to drip drop the robot introduction to our life. So when they come, it can be normal because they actually know, they have studied the human race, and they know that we operate off of emotions, feelings, consciousness, senses, and they know that if they can get the masses to go along, that the robots are here to come in peace and love and help make our world better, then they can get in and take over like the Democrat Party did the black people. They operate off the emotions and feelings, and then when they get in for the kill, they don't do a damn thing for you, but you'd be a slave to the robot.
Right. Now, I'm going to go with the robot, because y'all been saying it, validation, everybody
there
been saying it.
Behind two walls.
I do.
Wants you behind two walls in a safe, smart zone controlled by robots.
Now, all y'all said, look this up. Now, we have looked this up. Those of you know me out there, we have already printed this stuff a few years ago. When we first, that Patriot Act was enough for me. That's why I put it out there. When I heard the Patriot Act, I said, my damn, this is crazy. And then Obama magnified it and has not been rescinded by NAM president. So ain't nobody going to rescind that, obviously. They ain't even talking about it. It's gotten even stronger. So we know that something's wrong if this could still carry on, that we being, it's a charade going on, because there's no way Obama, who's still loved to this day by many black people. Obama come to your city today, they will trample you over to get the first 100 tickets. Whoever got there first, you will be trampled. That's how much adoration. We showed you we have a mentality. Not me saying it. This is what they evaluate. I'm just bringing up the evaluation. They say we are Messiah worshipers. We want a Messiah. Something outside of self. That is very deep construct, and I know it's happening. You can tell by some of these talk shows that we go on, that it's definitely a reality. Now, let's go with the money game for a moment out there. I don't know what your money game is, but I'm just telling y'all, just be prepared if the bank, because Janet Yellen and them all said that a cyber attack is the only thing that can mess it up. Now, when I hear shit like that, I got to blow the trumpet. Those of us who won't, when you hear stuff like that, if a Federal Reserve person go tell you, you know, a cyber attack could just jack up, I mean, you know, at a meeting, and all of us don't realize how intricately we are put in place through the money game, just by not getting your money for your food for 1 month could just throw a lot of people off. I'm just being honest with reality. So if you ain't got, if you don't have the preparation mentally to say, you know, we better have some food or family units that are understanding this, get your food game up, rice, bean, whatever you can do, just to get you through the rotation. Buffalo out there listening, those in the winter regions of region five, if they bring down, do not go through what you went through last year. That is a death trap. You see how many people that we talked to throughout Buffalo that got somebody.
Dark
got
winter, that? Dark summer. It can happen down in the region four,
right,
too.
A lot of people
with
got
the rainstorm.
The rainstorm, yeah. You can be taken out in a heartbeat. You think the car. And windstorms. We've seen a hurricane that just happened. They had footage in Carolina where it picked the car up off the highway, flipped it over, and hit another car, but both of them were safe. They both lived. Flipped the car upside down, hit another car from a wind. Now, this in your Bible. I'm just giving you these magic scripts. It said I have power. I think, sister, you know what I'm talking about, of treasures of the snows. And it said I control the treasures of the snows. Now, why would that be there? Why would that be there?
They were controlling the snow, the weather for a long time, basically.
Y'all want to go real far?
The mirrors and all that stuff with the lasers.
I mean, it's in there. I got power over all. And I'm saying, what is they talking about when they say got power? So those who harness the electrical energy of nature, that's what that person just said. He who controls the weather controls everything. Now, for a president to say that, and now we hear that it could be a coup. Now, India is already in the mix. Y'all proved it on the thread. All y'all on there listening, y'all, we bitch in India. I said India with the new order. Y'all said it's the prime minister. Y'all heard him talk.
You got India in the White House.
Right. India's in the White House. Thank you, man. Thank you. So I'm trying to figure out. It's like a TV movie. So that's what we do this for. Think about what they got a thing called on Disney called Akeisha. She actually the vampire. She's Kemet.